and over 5.3 million. From Fund Zero, half sister to the dam of champion two-year-old Moss Fun.
He was a standout at the Magic Millions. What a great racehorse Done Deal was, and what a cracking family this filly has. The Done Deal filly should be a done deal.
Visit dynamicsindications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3368-08.
Fancy a trip for two to the Hong Kong International, Melbourne Cup or the Cox Plate? Enter the Sky Sports Radio NRL Tipping Competition for a crack at these great prizes. Thanks to Ambassador Travel.
And what a reward!
Simply go to the Big Sports Breakfast website, click enter on the competition link, then follow the prompts to register and submit your tips. The Sky Sports Radio NRL Tipping Comp, adding even more excitement and bragging rights to the 2017 footy season. Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Our autumn offers will get your heart racing. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
This is Racing HQ, starting to look now at Randwick this massive day. The TAB Chipping Norton, another appearance of the champion mare Winx. Let's go out to Randwick and get an update on the weather there over the last couple of hours. Nevesh Ramdani is joining us. Nevesh, what's it like there at the moment, mate?
Yeah, hi, Andrew. Afraid not much has changed. There's still those light showers and drizzle that's pretty much been quite persistent over the last couple of hours. We've only had another couple of mils in it, but it's been very soft. We've had periods where the drizzle got a bit heavier, but just, you know, very soft, drizzly rain. There's a system that's just off the coast of Sydney, and it's gradually making its way in. It did look like it was going to clear up earlier, but then it sort of built up again, so it's a bit unpredictable at the moment. But, you know, with that, this morning when we had the horses gallop over, it was only just a six, so we'll probably leave it there and assess it when the stewards get in around 10:30.
Okay, that band of rain off the coast is heading towards Sydney. It could head just above Sydney. We'll just have to monitor that over the next few hours. Thanks a lot, Nevesh. We'll stay in tune with the track rating.
That's it. Thank you very much, Andrew.
Nevesh Ramdani leaving it a soft six. Mark Van Gestel is about to join us. Ron Duffersey, of course, is with us, and Ray Thomas and Glenn Munsey will join us in just a moment. We've got Mark there ready to go, the Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. So you've just heard from Nevesh. You'll be out there in a couple of hours and have a walk around that surface.
Yeah, look, it's hardly ideal with light rain in the morning, but let's hope that, as Nevesh said earlier on, that the 50% doesn't hit us. But at this point in time, we'll start with the soft track and assess it when we get there.
All righty. What have you found for our listeners this morning?
In the first race, Andrew, most exalted, disappointed at Warwick Farm on the 8th of February behind Plymouth Road. But look, it pulled up post-race with poor recovery and also had thumps, and as a consequence, was ordered back to the trials. The trial at Ramwick on the 16th of February, and we've received the appropriate veterinary clearances. But for the race below par, but there certainly were excuses for it. In the second race, Andrew, trying Dolben on the 10th of February, Stewart spoke to Brody Lloyd in respect to his ride there. The horse ran a pretty good race in the circumstances, run fourth behind Cannon Run, only beaten three quarters of a length. But in a small field, it was caught wide without cover throughout pretty much the entire of the race, and sustained the circumstances. Its effort was pretty good having regard to the runner endured it throughout the event.
Right.
I take it into race four, Andrew, the Skyline, single bullet, Warwick Farm on the 7th of January. Spoke to Ben Mellon in respect to his riding, only beaten three quarters of length, but he just said, look, the horse raced too keen in the run, and as a consequence, it didn't finish the race off, and he just added in the straight at one of the layout under pressure as well. So probably the way the race was run didn't assist. And similarly with Eden Rock on the 4th of February, when it finished third behind Ballonero, it certainly also raced very keen in the run. It was galloped on as well to the off-hind hock, and as a consequence, we received the appropriate clearances for it. But the winkers come off the horse today, and that should maybe assist it to race a little more tractably than what it did at Ramwick on the 4th of February.
Right.
To race six, the Surround, Andrew, and Suzanne at Rose Hill on the 28th of January. First up on that occasion, beaten three lengths behind Invincible Gem. We did speak to Hugh Bowman. He said, look, the horse started to work into the race, and in his view, the horse run probably just peaked at the 100 metres. It was found to have some mould lameness to the off ball leg post race, and we've received the veterinary clearance for Suzanne. So, in the circumstances, its run wasn't too bad. And finally, in the last race, Danish Twist at Randwick on the 4th of February, the Breeders' Classic, was first up on that occasion, beaten just on a length behind in her time, but it did race very keenly in the run as well, and as a consequence, didn't finish the race off maybe as well as expected, but I thought in the circumstances, first up, its run was with some merit. And the other one to mention in that race, Andrew, is Shillelagh Randwick on the 13th of February out of the Twist Gate. When Pearls fell up in advance of it near about the 800 metres, it was quite severely checked, and Brent Abdallah said from that point he didn't really test the horse in the run, although in the circumstances it was only beaten about six lengths. I thought you just had to forget that it went around.
Okay, Shillelagh and Danish Twist in the guy Walter mentioned out of the stewards' reports last races. All right, mate, we'll stay in tune with you and the vest through the morning for the updated on the track.
Great, thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Van Gestel, Ron Duppersey is with us. So to Ray Thomas to go through Winks Day, Tab Chipping Norton Day. Morning to you, Ray.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ronnie. Good morning, everyone. And let's hope this rain does, as predicted, clear out later on in the morning, because it's a terrific meeting, even with the scratchings out of the last. The meeting's held up pretty well, and whenever Winks races, boys, there's a sense of excitement and anticipation, isn't there?
Yeah, there certainly is. Bring on 4:30 today. Glenn Munsey, the Tab getting right behind it with a special emoji. If you hashtag go Winks, automatically pops up this little picture of Winks. Good morning to you, Glenn.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ronnie. Good morning, Ray. I just had to turn the hoses off out here. Hasn't got a drop of rain whatsoever out here in the Golden Southwest. Unbelievable.
At what stage of the day will Chris Waller get nervous about this rain? Is he getting itchy fingers and cold feet? And
what about Andrew saying we've got Chris Waller on the line? He wasn't there. That's when I started to get worried.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, let's have a look at a wet track form. As a three-year-old, she won the Coolmore Furious. She won the Furious Stakes. She beat Alpha Miss there. It's fair enough. She got beat on a soft five in the surround behind First Seal. She ran second. The most significant was probably the soft seven in the Australian Oaks. She was beaten by Gust of Wind. Obviously, it was soft six of the Doncaster Mile, and she was brilliant, beating Happy Clapper there. So that's her wet track form. Where her main threat today, Hartnell, his wet track form was second up, heavy eight lengths at the Randwick Mile, and he was absolutely brilliant that day. Are they closer together because of the weather conditions here today? Is she under the odds at $1.10 now?
Yeah, no doubt the first one, Ronnie, under the odds probably. Two things, Ronnie, I know you're a big stickler for this. When it rains during a meeting, that's the real concern. So everyone's watching this weather. The forecast is for it to clear a little bit later in the day, but no doubt if we get into the heavy range, it definitely brings them closer together. And as you said, Hartnell, one of his best wins was that Chelmsford last spring on that heavy track.
Okay, well, we count down to that race at 4:30, and we're monitoring the weather and the track out at Randwick right through the morning. Guys, let's get cracking with them. The first, Glenn, comes up at 12:45.
Yeah, and the weather's put on for the boys here. The Auckland Racing Club Trophy, just to make them feel at home. The weather conditions today at Randwick for race one. And Montauk here with synthetic hoof filler on today is a $3.20 favourite. Dark Eyes is a $7 chance. Hogmanay at $4.20. King's Officer, well, he'll be laughing that the track is rain-affected at $8. Zorkonig is a $6 chance. And Most Exalted at $5. Still the best supported runner is Montauk, despite the fact he is adrift of 3 to 3.20. Dark Eyes has gone 6 out to 7. He's the second best supported runner. And third pick is Hogmanay, and he's adrift of 4 to 3.80 to 4.20.
Speed here with a couple going up in distance. Zorkonig from an inside draw. You've got Dark Eyes from out wide, who's backing up from last week. There go forward horses. And even Hogmanay, they wanted to lead with him the other day. And now that he's at 2,000 metres and a very fit horse, he'll be in the fray as well.
Yeah, look, a difficult race now with these track conditions to take into account, Ronnie, but I'm going to lean towards number six, Most Exalted. I know he comes off a horrible run at Warwick Farm last start on a heavy nine, admittedly. He carried 57.5 that day, and he just couldn't get going in those conditions and was beaten a long way behind Plymouth Road. But his form prior to that was excellent and included that impressive win at Canterbury back in January. Look, he is a soft track winner. Now, the day he won on the soft track at Canterbury back in June, it was of last year, it was a soft seven bordering on an eight, and he won pretty impressively. The significant factor today is Jamie Innes' claim. He brings him in with only 51 kgs. He's come off that disappointing Warwick Farm run and trialled really well. Look, if you put a line through his most recent run, he's right in this contest. And at the $5, I think he's worth the gamble. Number six, Most Exalted. From number one, Montauk, who's in terrific touch now. He's unbeaten at the track and distance. His career stats, Ronnie, say all five wins have been on top of the ground, but he hasn't had a lot of exposure on rain-affected tracks. And four times he's been on soft going, he's been placed twice, and he's by more than ready. And the breed generally get through these conditions. He's just a horse in really good form at the moment. You have to include him. Number three, Hogmanay. The trip's a worry, but he's a tough horse. Comes off a good second to Lipari last start. He'll be thereabouts for a long way. And King's Officer, in a similar vein to Most Exalted, comes off one of his worst runs on a heavy track at Canterbury last start. Prior to that, though, he was working up to good form. He'd been placed in his three runs from a let-up, and he does handle generally rain-affected conditions. So I'm giving him another chance. In the first six, Most Exalted on top from 1, 3, and 4.
Yeah, I like Hogmanay up in distance today because he's a very fit racehorse. He's had two runs at a mile, and he's just kept chipping away. There's no indications to say that he won't run 2,000 metres, but he gets Bowman on gets Bowman on today, and he maps quite nicely. I think he's likeable here. I think he'll beat his stablemate Montauk, who's obviously set up his form with two of his past three wins here at Randwick, and he's in a great frame of mind. And although he's sneaking up in the weights on what could be a testing track, Dark Eyes didn't mind his run last week, but would have preferred him on a drier track than what it is here today. And I see your point with Most Exalted. He was awful, but excuses at Warwick Farm, as we just heard. He had the thumps and poor recovery. Back to 2,000 metres here, 51 kilos on his back. He's sure to have a lot of supporters here. But I like Hogmanay, 3, 1, 2 and 6.
Darren Flindell, of course, calling for Sky, and he likes 3 Hogmanay in the first as well. 3, 1, 6 and 4 for Darren Flindell in race 1. Race 2, Glenn, it's the Tab Highway. This week it's over a mile.
Yes, and in this second race, the Tab Highway, Glitterer, the toppy, is a $14 chance for Johnny Sprague down from Port Macquarie. Grand Rouge at $21. Ruthless Agent on the backup from last Saturday at Goulburn at $4.80. Dreadlock is a $5.50 chance. Medieval at $5. Mr. Marmalade is the $4.80 equal favourite with Ruthless Agent. Trying at $21. Mr. Spin at $21. Lippian Pearls at $18. Kiss in the Dark at $17. Halbert is a $12 chance. And Dia de Reyes came out on Thursday, 10 cents a win and nothing the place. Best supported runner here is Medieval. Basically hasn't moved off the $5 mark that it was posted on Wednesday afternoon. Second pick is Dreadlock for Clint Lundone there, 7 into 5.50. Third pick is Mr. Marmalade for Benno.
Speed here, well, there's a few go-forward horses. He'll just cruise across. You've got plenty of time to work his way across Mr. Marmalade from out wide. You've got Dreadlock, who likes to race on top of the speed. Maybe Lippy and Pearls can drive up between them and get pushed into some position here. But they should roll here at a mile.
And he'll give Medieval every possible chance, Ronnie. Admittedly, he did have that last start at Randwick. He was given a lovely ride by Corey Brown. I thought he was going to win quite easily, but he got a bit tired late, wobbled about and was beaten narrowly by Bills the Goody in a blanket finish. But I think that run would have seasoned him up. That was at 1,800. Back to the mile today. As Ronnie suggests, there should be a good tempo here. He's drawn the right gate. He'll start out at barrier 4. He'll just be stalking those leaders, and I think he can break back into the winner's circle. If you backed him last day, you've got to give him another chance, number 5, Medieval. From number 6, Mr. Marmalade, this is a promising horse. He was really good last start at Scone, second up, put a margin on Manhattan Mist, ran good sectionals, has been placed twice in 3 attempts on soft going. He's a horse on the rise, Mr. Marmalade. Number 3, Ruthless Agent. I think he's been crying out for the 1,600. Good solid run last week in the Goulburn qualifier behind Pumpkin Pie. Beaten a fair way, admittedly, but he worked the line nicely to run fourth, and had a similar placing prior to that at 1500 at Rose Hill. Getting out the Randwick Mile suits Ruthless Agent. And number one, Glitterer, comes into this race off some really good bush form up in the Northern Rivers. It was a Port Macquarie winner, two runs back. And then last start was a solid third behind the Handy Explosives. And it's a good form line for a Tab Highway here. Competitive race, as always, these Tab Highways boys. Five Medieval on top from 6, 3, and 1.
Yeah, not a bad race. Usually when we get up to the mile and further, they become a bit weak. But I thought this is one of the stronger mile ones we've seen at the highway. So I think Mr. Marmalade's come back a stronger horse. He was quite... I know he had favours in front the other day at Scone and just had to sprint home, but he did it with style. He put over three lengths on them. I would suggest he only has to run the tough Randwick Mile to be nearly winning this race. I think Dreadlock's the danger. He's an on-paced horse who's fourth up here. There's the form around a few of his runs in the bush are quite solid. A lot of winners have come out of his races. He gets Bowman, and although he's got two wins and 7 seconds, he's got that poor winning strike rate. I do think he fits in quite nicely here. Medieval, look, he's racing well. He was narrowly beaten here last time. He did have every chance. Looked a wet race. And it was a funny race. You know, Bill's a goodie just jog-trotted up front, and that was it. So it was no real guide on the form there. I think the bet in the race is number 9, Lippy and Pearls. I'm suggesting she should be a lot shorter than $18. She's fourth up after a win. I know it's only a Cessnock win, and they can get her a few weak races there, but she did it with style, and I don't mind the look of her provincial form, and usually provincial form in these highway handicaps shapes up really well. She's got a couple of nice soft runs. $18 appeals. 6, 4, 5, I'm having a spec at 9.
Okay, Darren Flindell likes the 6 as well to beat 3, 9, and 5. 6, 3, 9, and 5 in race 2. Chris Waller is joining us now on Racing HQ Saturday. He's got a couple of minutes and we appreciate him coming to us. Chris, good morning to you.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, everybody.
Chris, we've spoken about Winx obviously running today. Track is a soft 6 officially. It's continuing to rain out there at the moment. What's your current thoughts?
My current thoughts is probably a little bit disappointed that we're running on a soft 6, but I did speak to Lindsay Murphy and he assured me there's good grass and they've been probably a little bit cautious with the rating, but obviously with continuing rain, it's never going to get back to a 5. So that's what we're dealing with. The beauty of Winx has had one run on a happy track for a win, and I think probably won about 3 on soft track. So it's no deterrent to her. We did scratch a 1 down a happy track simply because it didn't suit her preparation. But apart from that, she's fine. And it's 3 weeks to her next run, so... yeah, should be running regardless. For the perfect world, it's a shame that the good horses have to wait to the second last race. But look, there'd be plenty of criticism if I took that any further.
Okay, so you're comfortable with her, with the stage of her preparation, and even if it got to a heavy 8 or heavy 9, she's ready to cope with that.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Your other runners there, Chris, they just thought, obviously you got your 3 Sydney Cup horses there, and Preferment looks well.
Yeah, he looks like he's come back well. He was a little bit off in the spring, I thought. His first up run was good, and be a nice race for him again today, and he went on to the Australian Cup and won it last year after this race. So just following a similar path with him.
Okay. All right, we know you're busy. I just want to ask about one horse, Oh My Sword. Obviously, that's been well documented. She's had a setback. What sort of form do we expect from her today?
Oh, just the fitness is a query. She's going terrific. She's a very good horse. You all know that. But I've got the utmost respect for horses that have already had a run this prep. So we're joining in over 1400. So I think punters should just be very wary of that. I guess in her favour, she was ready to race 3 weeks ago after 2 trials. She actually hasn't missed one day's work. She just missed about 2 weeks of galloping. So every day she's been out on the track. In the last 2 weeks she's been 100%, which included an exhibition gallop last Saturday.
Beautiful. Well, we're all anticipating the great mare out there again today. Good luck with her.
Thank you very much.
Good on you, Chris. Chris Waller there. We appreciate him. He dialed into us and he's on the move. But, Ron, you've heard it with Winks.
Yep. Full steam ahead.
Righto. Let's go full steam ahead into the two-year-olds now. Glenn Munsey from Tab Fixed Odds. A lot of interest in the week by week now with these two-year-olds heading towards the slipper.
Yeah, and great to see the ATC name this race the Val Edgar Britt OAM Sweet Embrace Stakes. And Edgar, of course, passing away recently there. One of our absolute,
legends.
Champions.
Absolutely.
Legend, yeah. So good to see the ATC and, of course, Sweet Embrace, a slipper winner, ridden by Clifford James Clare, who's still going quite strongly. He'll be disappointed it's raining, may not be able to play golf today.
How many times have I heard you say that over the last 20 years?
He loves it.
Every time the Sweet Embrace comes up, Clifford Clare.
Hey, don't worry. The Riesling's coming up.
I know.
Bill,
I know. I know he will be.
Yeah. Just chose to show. Ronnie, I'm two things. I'm old. And I'm solid. Yeah. I had a very, very good teacher.
Well,
come on.
You got it half right.
Yeah.
Come on.
Righto, here we go. Into the race here. We've got Teaspoon as the $4.60 favourite. Arctic Angel, Cathy O'Hara to ride. Winkers on, $7. Exceeds with the cross noseband off at $5. One More Honey is a $21 chance. Delago Thunder at $31. Savatiano is an $8 chance. Melly Boea with the blinkers on and a lugging bit on at $15. Greater Good at $14. Should Have Been with a tongue tie on at $26. Smooth Landing at $61. Song Like, the first starter, at $5. And Torval as a $16 chance. Best supported runner. Now, remember, this market did go up on Monday. They went up $6 the field on Monday. So Teaspoon's been 6 into 460. It did reopen 460 on this morning. Second pick is Songlike, who went up $8 on Monday, $6 on Wednesday. And third pick is Arctic Angel, the Melbourne visitor.
Yeah, Teaspoon's led it to two starts. She looks very sharp, the Melbourne filly, Arctic Angel. She'll stroll across. Should Have Been, probably takes the sit there. And other than that, Songlike, I would expect, should have enough speed to box seat.
Yeah, it's so tough, much tougher now, isn't it, Ronnie, with these rain-affected tracks?
Yep.
Most of these fillies haven't been tested in these sort of conditions. But, look, I'm going to stay with number one, Teaspoon, for a couple of reasons. Two starts, two wins. As you said, she jumps up on speed, makes her own luck. She was good at Canterbury back in the spring, winning on debut, and I thought she was even better in the Widden Stakes when resuming last month. From wide barrier, Hugh Bowman had to use her up early. She was under siege from the top of the straight, but she found a way to win. She's just a bomb-proof filly, this Teaspoon, and she'll be giving her backers a great sight again. I've got her on top from three exceeds. The barrier, a slight concern, but if they roll along at a decent tempo, she'll hit the line hard, as she's done in each of her runs. She was really good at Randwick two runs back on a soft five that day when she mowed down Eden Rock and then comes out of the Lonro plate when she was game chasing home Berenillo. That's a strong form line back to Philly's grade today here for Exceeds. A couple of first starters of big watches here on 11 Songlike and 12 Torval. They come out of the same trial at Rose Hill on February 14, which Songlike won. Torval was third. Torval won her previous trial at Warwick Farm. She's by not a single doubt the breed generally excel on rain-affected conditions. Trained by Clary Connors, the master trainer of juveniles, and from her inside gate, she'll be there all the way, Torval, and give you a sight. I'm not ruling out Songlike either. I think number six, Savatiano, put the writing on the wall last start at Randwick behind Invader. That was in a soft seven that day, and she hit the line hard. Nice filly on the rise. Back against her own sex here, the Randwick 1200 ideal. Intriguing race, one Teaspoon on top from 3, 12 and 6.
It's a deep race. It's a real deep race. I think it's a great betting race. Most runners will have support here. Whether it's a golden slipper form, I don't think so. Anything can happen. But look, I know it's not ideal. First start in the race, wet track, 1200 metres. For a first starter, it's usually a recipe for disaster, to tell you the truth, at this stage of the year. But I think there's a lot to like about her two trials, Songlike. She was really switched on chasing home She Will Reign in sizzling time in that trial, at a first trial. And then she showed that she's got a lot of ability just coasting to that trial win the other day. She's drawn well, she maps well. She'll be well trained. I just want to run the eye over and get a feel for her on track, but I think she can win this. I'm terrified of the Victorian, Arctic Angel. She's a sharp filly out of a strong race, little query at 1200, but with control or up on top of the speed here, she must be respected. They know what's needed, this pair, Ellison and Zara, and they've identified this filly to give her a chance to qualify for slippers and whatever. I'm a big fan of Greater Good. I loved her pre-season at the early first trials, and I liked her in the gym crack in the yard. Just a lovely quality filly. I do take note of what John said about her this morning, so maybe she'll need a run. But there's no doubting that he thinks she's a filly of quality. And Savatiano's been set up beautifully for this. Just got a little bit lost in the Teaspoon Widden race. She just lost the plot there and then hit the line well and then charged home there on the soft track last time. So she's had the grounding that you would like for a race like this. The other horse you have to consider is Malaboia, with a gear change there and stable confidence. Look, Teaspoon, no knock. She's a winner. I just think there's been unlucky horses behind her, and Exceeds, no knock at all. So, look, it's like I said, it's a deep race. 11, 2, 8 and 6 for me.
Darren Flindell likes Song Like as well. The 11 to beat 3, 1 and 6. 11, 3, 1 and 6 for Darren in the Sweet Embrace. After this break, we'll look at the next two-year-old, the Skyline. This is Racing HQ Saturday.
Racing HQ, Saturday morning from 6:30, brings you the day's key players. Then at 8, Ron Duffercy and Ray Thomas preview Chipping Norton Day. Saturday morning, all the form talk, followed by the next week's chapter, Saturday afternoon. Here on Sky Sports Radio.
Here's 14 for the equine queen of the world, Winx.
Where will you be when Winx goes for glory this racing season? Get to Royal Randwick or Rosehill Gardens to experience the thrill and excitement of live racing. See the champions of the sport battle it out. Who will trump the best of the best? Will Winx continue her winning streak? Make sure you're on track to find out and to be a part of the action. Visit theatc.com.au.
AshTVita.com.au. Up to 70% off products, including wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware, with a new black chrome finish out soon. Plus, they have vanities, toilet sweeps, basins, and freestanding and drop-in bars, and so much more. 2U warranty over 50 service locations with free delivery to most areas. AshTVita.com.au. Up to 70% off. An Aussie company since 2007. That's AshTVita.com.au.
Don't miss your opportunity to trade your weanlings and broodmares to Australia's biggest bench at the Inglis Australia Broodmare and Weanling Sale, April 10 to 12, Newmarket, Sydney. Entries close soon, so don't miss out. Visit inglis.com.au.
Like to gain bragging rights over your mates this footy season? Be a part of it. The Sky Sports Radio NRL Tipping Competition. Thanks to our friends at Ambassador Travel, you could also win a trip for two to the 2017 Hong Kong International, the Melbourne Cup or Cox Plate. Simply go to the Big Sports Breakfast website, click enter on the competition link, then follow the prompts to submit your tips and register. Come on, be a part of it. The Sky Sports Radio NRL Tipping Competition.
Have your say. Punters Postmortem, Monday morning at 9.
That's on Sky Radio and Sky One and Sky Thoroughbred Central. Ron Duffercy, Ray Thomas previewing the big day at Randwick. Glenn Munsey's with us. Glenn, take it away now for the Schweppes Skyline, race 4.
Yeah, Diamond Tathagata here is an $18 chance. Minari came out yesterday, the deduction 37 cents the win, not bad for a $1.90 chance. Single Bullet at $5, Colesberg at $10, Eden Rock, earmuffs on today, tongue tie on today, winkers off at $6. Ephesian with the tongue tie on at $26. Coruscate at $8. Dracarys as a $4 favourite. Cuba at $9.50. All Day at $41. And the first starter, Saffront, is a $7 chance. Well, now that Minari is not there, the best supported runner dollar-wise is Single Bullet in front of Eden Rock and Dracarys.
Speed here, well, it's up in the air a little bit. Eden Rock could lead if he wants to, but there's just a few little gear changes there with the tongue tie and the muffs going on him, trying to calm him down a little bit. So, look, he'll at least box seat. Maybe Corsicate can land there, single bullet, and Dracarys maybe from out wide. A little bit subjective, this speed, Matt.
Yeah, he's a work in progress, isn't he, boys? Eden Rock, and look, but I'm prepared to give him another chance here. I think this race sets up well for him. As Ronnie suggests, he's probably going to lob in front or be right up on the speed without doing too much work early. Team Hawks have persevered with this colt and a couple of significant gear changes, as Glenn mentioned earlier. Winkers going off here, tongue tie going on with the earmuffs, and as I said, he's a work in progress, but the ability is definitely there. He was good on debut when run down late by Exceeds at Ramick, and then last start in the long row plate, he was third behind Berenillo and Exceeds again. He's since gone back to the trials on Monday, a nice little easy trial at Warwick Farm. Star Witness Colt, don't know about him on these soft track conditions, but he seems to handle them pretty well in his trials. And as Ronnie mentioned in the previous race, he's got the grounding for this race, Eden Rock, and this might be his chance to break through. Number three, Single Bullet. Look, he's a talent, and we heard Ronnie talking about here earlier. He wants to see him in the yard because he did go to pieces literally at Warwick Farm back in January, his previous run. He showed his ability, though, on debut at Wyong when he ran almost won the Magic Millions qualifier that day. Very talented colt. Gary Portilli's two-year-olds are flying. He's by not a single doubt. They'll generally love these conditions. Watch for him. Number eight, Dracarys, on that heavy track at Warwick Farm last start, came right down the outside and won well. Not sure if he was totally at home on those heavy nine conditions. The track won't be as bad today, and he looks a very promising horse in the making. And number nine, Cuba, well, he looked to have a long row plate shot to pieces when he loomed up to Berenillo halfway down the straight there. Then he literally knocked up and ran and fifth behind Berenillo, Exceeds and Eden Rock. We heard from John Thompson earlier with you boys, and he was quite bullish about how this horse has trained on, particularly since he's tested him against his older horses in his stable. And Cuba definitely is one to watch here. Eden Rock, number five on top. The ability's there, Ronnie. Is today the day? I hope it is. 5, 3, 8, and 9 in the fourth.
Yeah, I think you've said everything here. Look, but I'm with Single Bullet here. Big watch. I can't bet till I see him. His issues are he might be a bit colty. He obviously is a yard watch because he melted, but I must say it was a really, really humid day at Warwick Farm that day. So we'll get more of a guide with him today. If he walks in cool, calm and collected, I want to be on him. I also want to be on Cuba. He had good support there in that Lonro plate last time. And as we keep saying, he cruised up, knocked up. Positive push from trainer. Eden Rock, I reckon he's better than what we've seen so far. He's just mentally not right. He got lost his first start, and then something got on the back of him at his second start, and he ripped and bolted. So, look, he's work in progress, but I'm sure he's talented. And Dracarys is the best of the rest. At least he has that heavy win at his debut. Also, Coruscate, number 8, 7, hasn't done too much wrong there. That form is looking pretty good, and John sounded happy with him this morning. 3, 9, 5, 8.
For Darren Flindell, it's 8 to beat 3, 5, and 7. 8, 3, 5, and 7. And Glenn, it'll be interesting to see, as Ron mentioned, is this the golden slipper form? But if you fancy something today, go and look at the slipper market. It might shorten up if it wins today.
You're talking about Single Bullet, Andrew, or anything?
Well, any of them.
Well, the shortest price horse in the golden slipper market is Eden Rock, and yesterday we took a bet of $4,000 on it at $51. The shortest price filly to race today is $51. That's Teaspoon, Exceeds, and Songlike. So Eden Rock, the shortest price colt, at $26. Single Bullet and Dracarys are both $51, along with Coruscate in the slipper.
Okay, well, we'll monitor that as we get through races 3 and 4. Race 5's the Liverpool City Cup over the 1,300. Glenn?
Yeah, we got Labaz here as a $12 chance. A-Rod with the Norton bid on, the pacifier's on, but the cross noseband off at 17. Chetwood, the 225 favourite. Big Money's a $7 chance. McCreary's at $4.80. Snippets Land at $8. Tester Shadow, the late gear change there. Hoof pads on in the front at $18. New Tipperary, gear change, the muffs off at $15. And Wouldn't It Be Nice is a $41 chance. Best supported runner here is Chetwood. Did go up $2.80, but it was made $2.80 to $2.50 straight away when the boys realised he's our Rocky wasn't coming. So that $2.80 was a furphy, realistically. Big Money, second pick. A New Tipperary, third pick.
He gets complete control here. I would think Chetwood is too fast. Test of Shadows back in distance. And he's a little bit suspect sometimes jumping out of the barrier. He'll take a sit. Labaz, whether he's got the 1,300 metre speed, is up in the air, but he could roll forward and take up some position. But it's all about Chetwood taking control.
Yeah, all over him, Ronnie. Look, he should, as you said, just lead and dominate here, which is what he was doing in the spring when he was so impressive reeling off four consecutive wins. He was terrific going through to Group 3 company to win a Cameron, and then he won a stakes race at Caulfield in the Caulfield Cup Carnival before he was turned out for a spell. Look, I know he was disappointing first up in the Australia Stakes, but we have to remember it was Moonee Valley. He's a big horse. Chetwood got a huge stride. Obviously just didn't handle the valley and significant drop in grade. It was a Group 2 against some genuine Group 1 horses like Malagira and Blackheart Bath that night. And today, into a Group 3, it's a significantly easier race. And the important factor, as Ronnie said, he controls the tempo. When he does that, he's very, very tough to beat. And the other big tick is two starts on soft and heavy for two wins. He just ticks all the right boxes today. Number 3, Chetwood, should win. 5, Macquarie, is a real talent. Hasn't raced since his Cantala Stakes second to Le Romain. Look, he is first up, admittedly, at 1,300, which is short of his best, but a couple of easy trials going into this, and he's a class horse, Macquarie, with soft track form. How well is the old black big money going? He's in great touch at the moment, just missing the Southern Cross Stakes last start to run down Le Romain. And look at his soft track stats, boys. 9 starts on the soft, 4 wins, 4 placings, and he's rock hard fit. Since the blinkers have gone on, he's found a new lease of life, Big Money. And Snippets Land similarly comes out of that Southern Cross race. He wasn't far behind Big Money when he ran third to Le Romain that day. He's also in very, very good touch, very fit, and handles soft track conditions. But I can't get away from the 3 Chetwood. I think he's better the day stuff. 3, 5, 4, and 6 in race 5.
Yeah, look, he's had a month fresh and has to be given another chance here. He's in a suitable race, and I would say it's D-Day for him, even though he's only second up here. So, well, let's face it, he was disappointing at Moonee Valley. We're all making excuses for him, and understandably so. But he still has to come out and produce the goods. I think he can here today. I think New Tipperary's going to run a race here. I know he's a middle distance horse, but I didn't mind his trial. He'll hit the line hard here with a testing 1,300. 4, Big Money, No Knock, and 5, Macquarie. Trials are inconclusive, but he's a racehorse. He's not a barrier trial horse, but if we know he's got class on his side here. Wouldn't it be nice? He's the best wet tracker, just to know if he's going any good. 3, 8, 4, and 5.
Yeah, Darren Flindell likes the 3 as well. Chetwood to beat 4, 5, and 8. 3, 4, 5, and 8 in the Liverpool City Cup. But you're right, Ron. On wet track form, wouldn't it be nice as there? But how's he going? That's the question mark.
Yeah, it's funny. If you happen to get into a heavy range, he could grow a leg, but yeah, it's been a while between drinks.
One of the races of the day outside the appearance of Winx Glen is clearly the next race 6. The races.com.au surround stakes.
Yeah, and this is the first leg of the quaddie today. There's a $100,000 jackpot going into the quaddie. Well, you should be playing the quaddie because you could say, well, Winx is a free kick in one leg and the last race has only got 4 runners. You can confidently put the field in there. It's only costing you 4 times. But in this first leg of the quaddie, Global Glamour's the $2.70 favourite. Fox Play at 5. La Bella Diosa is an $11 chance. Oh My Sword will have earmuffs on in the pre-parade only, as does Winx, at $3.80. Sprite at $9.50. French Ferns a $51 chance. Cezanne at $18. Pumpkin Pie, on the backup from last Saturday's Country Championship qualifier at Goulburn, is a $26 chance. Zenalicious at $51. And Louboutin is a $26 chance. Still the best supported runner here, Global Glamour, was $2.80 on Monday, $2.60 Wednesday, $2.70 today. Second pick dollar-wise is Fox Play, who's remained 5 all week. Third pick is Sprite, and she's a drifter, 8 out to 9.
Yeah, well, it's all about Global Glamour up front. She'll bluff them out of the lead here. You've got maybe Louboutin can go forward at 1,400 metres. And of the others, they'll be just jostling for positions. All depends where the best part of the track is. But they're the 2 go-forward horses here.
Yeah, Global Glamour, look, she was terrific last week in that light fingers when she drew the wide barrier, and we all saw what happened early. Josh Parr rode her aggressively out of the gate. She crossed the field lead, and then she just didn't slow down. It was a terrific display of sustained speed, and she just held on, I know, but She was a month between runs coming off the Magic Millions Guineas and getting out to 1,400 metres. And as Ronnie suggested, she probably controls tempo here. Louboutin might be a little bit of a pest, but I couldn't see her driving Global Glamour Mad. So she'll control the tempo here. And she's a dual Group 1 winner at a mile. So getting back out to 1,400 metres, rock hard fit, in very good form. And she's all class, the one Global Glamour. And she handles wet tracks. I've got her on top. Number four, Oh My Sword. Look, she's a super talent. We haven't seen her since the Golden Rose second behind Astern. She was brilliant first up prior to that in the Silver Shadow, but she is first up at 1,400 metres today against race-bet fillies. If she beats them today, they won't beat her again in fillies races for the rest of the autumn. She's that good, Oh My Sword, but just that little question mark about her race fitness. Number two, Foxplay. How game is she? She nearly ran down Global Glamour in the light fingers first up. She'll improve off that. She was a good winner second up at 1,350 last prep. Won these Furious Stakes and the T-Row Stakes during the spring. She's a talented Billy Fox play, and she handles soft track conditions. And no knock on number five, Sprite. I thought she was terrific first up also in the light fingers. She'll improve off that. I know there's a slight question mark about her at 1,400, but her racing pattern suggests she'll get it. Terrific race, some really good fillies here. One Global Glamour on top from 4, 2 and 5.
Yeah, good race. I think I'm the only person in Australia tipping Oh My Sword here today. And I don't think I will be by post time. All depends how much rain falls and how she looks. But I think she's an outstanding prospect. It's not ideal, but I'm not doubting her talent. I am worried that a worse run was in the sires on that wet track as a two-year-old. But I just don't think she was right that day. So Chris is happy to run her. I'm happy to say that she's going to be right in the finish. I respect Global Glamour. She's a deserved favourite. She doesn't help us. Well, she has some hard runs, you know, like how many times can you do this? You know, she went for home there at the Gold Coast and had a real tough run again the other day. That might be just her. She might eat that sort of stuff. But anyway, 5 Sprite had the most improvement to come out of their last runs. Just I wish it was still 1,200 for her. And 2 Fox Play. Now, she likes it wet. And she, let's face it, she was only narrowly beaten there by Global Glamour there first up. Look, the New Zealand are probably too short for her. I'm expecting her to do good things late. Cezanne could improve out of sight here. And I'm not penning Louboutin either. 4-1-5-2. It's a good race.
Boxing up numbers similar. The guys, Darren Flindell likes Global Glamour 1 to beat 4-5-2. 1-4-5-2. Back in a moment.
Sky Sports Radio gives you the chance to talk carnival racing every Monday morning on Punter's Postmortem. Discuss the weekend's racing highlights with Ron Duffercy and Dean Lester.
So all eyes are on her in the Riesling, and she can stamp herself there because she'll be at the 1,200.
Ron and Dean are joined by the TAB's Glenn Munsey with all the updated markets. Call 1353 53 to talk racing with the best. Punter's Postmortem, Monday mornings at 9 on Sky Sports Radio.
We're getting ready.
Gonna look our best.
Everyone's on their way
to the championship.
Don't miss all the excitement of racing's premier event. The provincial championships are coming to Hawkesbury.
Come on, come on, come on.
More than horses and fashion. It's a cool hit place to play.
The championships. Hawkesbury, Thursday, March 2.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $100,000 quaddy jackpot on TAB Chipping Norton Stakes Day today. And a $200,000 guaranteed first fall pool on the Miracle Mile at Tabcorp Park, Menangle tonight. And now you can cash out your quaddy after the first, second or third leg. Collect a payout or ride it out thanks to TAB's quaddy cash out. So place a bet you'll never forget on your TAB app, online at tab.com.au or at your local TAB today. TAB, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Lano, you're as red as beetroot.
Fell asleep in the sun, Mum.
Well, guess what? Summer is over.
Everyone, summer's over because Mum said so.
I'm talking about our end of summer deals at Bing Lee, Lano.
Yes, Mum. To celebrate the end of summer and new stock arriving, we've got some red hot deals at Bing Lee.
Just like your sunburn, Lano.
Thanks, Mum.
It's perfect time to pick up a new TV, fridge, washer, dryer or dishwasher. And they're top brands.
End of summer deals at Bing Lee.
They're hot and they won't last long.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Our autumn offers will get your heart racing. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
To go in our preview on TAB Chipping Norton Day, Ray Thomas, Glenn Munsey, and the TAB's Glenn Munsey are with us. And Glenn, well, let's go through this market and see what price currently Winks is in the Chipping Norton.
Thank you very much for the wrap there twice, Andrew. In this race here, we should say the TAB hashtag Go Winks Chipping Norton Stakes with that new, are they emojis, aren't they?
Yeah, okay.
We've got Hartnell here as an $8 chance. Preferment at 200-1. Grand Marshal at 300-1. Who Shot the Barman at 200-1. Libran, $71. Magic Hurricane with the blinkers on at 100-1. Tabago with the front bandages taken off at $71. Endless Drama at 17. Winks at $1.10. And Lasquetti Spirit is a 200-1 chance. Amazingly, she is 95% of the money on the race. Winks, biggest bet, 56,000. Second pick is Hartnell. Third pick, hang on to your hats, Who Shot the Barman?
Yeah, speed, well, maybe Lasquetti Spirit, maybe Endless Drama. I don't know, Magic Hurricane's got blinkers on today. Winks will just box seat. That's what we're looking at.
How would you ride Hartnell, Ronnie? Would you go forward?
Don't know. It probably all depends how the play of the day is. He's got control out wide here, so they've got a long run down that back straight there. So Abdullah's got a chance to make a decision and read the speed of the race, I'd say, with maybe A, B or C plan.
Is his best chance of beating it going forward, boys, and trying to lead?
I don't know about that.
Does he try and stalk her again like he has done? It hasn't been... he hasn't been able to beat her so far in five previous attempts, and let's face it, she's just an absolute freak weakness, and going for 15 straight, it's all been said and written about her all week, and I know she's second up at the mile and it is a rain affected track, but as Chris Wallace said earlier, she does handle these conditions pretty well, and look, I can't tip against her. $1.10, you can't back her, but let's just cheer her home. 9 Winks, 1 Hartnell. You just have to admire this horse. We forget he's rated top 10 in the world, boys. He's one of the real elite, but Winks is just too good for him. But these wet track conditions, I'm sure, will bring them closer together. But I can't see him turning the tables. He'll be chasing you home again and run second. I think it'll be a repeat of the Apollo Stakes, boys, with Endless Drama running. But he was good first up in the Apollo, and he beat the rest of the field just as easily as Winks and Hartnell defeated him. So he'll improve off that, and he's a Group 1 place getter at a mile. And I thought Preferment was pretty good first up in the Apollo. He's got good second up stats, and he's probably the best of the rest, but I can't see her being beaten, Ron, no matter how this race is run. She's so versatile and she's so good. 9 Winks on top from 1, 8 and 2.
Yes, I think it's the same trifecta as well. Look, she's on her way to $10 million in prize money, 15 straight wins. Everyone's enjoying the ride. Let's continue. Let's hope it continues. Hartnell's the danger. He's going to win a good race this prep, Endless Drama. And I agree, he's the value in the first fours here, Preferment. He's a second up horse. I thought he looked amazing there, first up there at Randwick. He could well be on target for another Australian Cup in his own right. 9, 1, 8 and 2.
Darren Flindell, race caller, he's gone 9, 1, 8, and the extra number he places in is Magic Hurricane, number 6 today with the blinkers on. 9, 1, 8 and 6 for Darren Flindell. The TAB Chipping Norton jumps at 4:30 today out at Randwick. The second last, Glenn, is the Guy Walter, race 8.
Yeah, and another good move here with the Guy Walter. And in this race here, First Seal back at the track today, a $4.80 chance. Zanbar, and wouldn't it be apt if Zanbar could win the Guy Walter? She's an $11 chance, in from 15 this morning. And some people are a bit slow on the uptake to take the 35 on Wednesday, weren't they, Ron? Danish Twist is $3.80. Dixie Blossoms is $3.30 in favourite. Thames Court came out on Thursday, 5 cents a win and nothing. The place, Flippant, $6.50. Happy Hannah, $18. We've got Shillelagh with the front bandages off at $8.50. Press Reporters out, no deduction. I Told Georgie, $71. Marley Rose is $101. Dollar-wise here, very little separating First Seal and Shillelagh with third pick Zanbar.
Flippant gets complete control. First Seal tags. I would expect it's the day to just roll forward on Dixie Blossoms. because there's a few back markers here, so she could roll forward to a certain extent.
Yeah, interesting the tactics on Dixie Blossoms, Ronnie, and I take your point. It might be the day she does get ridden, not aggressively, just gets across early, because last start when she resumed, she was really good first up in the Triskay, but wide barrier, tough run, just knocked up late, ran third to Zestful, but it's a good comeback effort. She carried 59 on a 53 limit that day. Today, she drops 4 kilos to 55, a kilo over the limit. I think she's well weighted. Top class mare when right. Only had the one test on the soft track for replacing. She's very genuine, and if she gets run of the race stuff, a bit of luck early, I think number four, Dixie Blossoms, with that run under her belt, can improve enough to win the Guy Walter. One first seal, definitely the best mare in the field. Is she ready first up? Last spring, she did take a run to strike top form. She was beaten out of a place in the Golden Pendant first up as favourite, then improved dramatically second up to win the Tristark. Does come into this race off a nice barrier trial win at Warwick Farm on Monday, and look, she handles soft track conditions. She is all class, number one, first seal. Three, Danish Twist, terrified of her. If she gets any sort of luck in running from her awkward gate, she's right in this race. She was good first up in the Breeders' Classic, just beaten out of a place that day, will improve off that. Has got good second up stats and terrific form on soft track conditions. Number six, Flippant, best the rest, very fit, slight concern on the soft, but she's going well too. Four, Dixie Blossoms on top, just needs run of the race stuff today. 4-1, 3-6 in race eight.
Yeah, look, I'm tied to the hip with her, Dixie Blossoms. I think she's got work to do today in the fact that I don't think she comes out of the stronger lead-up race. I think that in her time, lead-up was stronger than the Zestful lead-up race on the same day. But I thought she did a terrific job with a big weight, making a long sustained run, and she invariably improved second up. Now, she's never been on a wet track. Well, I think she was on a soft five maybe one day at Kembla Grange there when Single Gaze beat her, but it's always a concern if they haven't been on it. So I think she's rock bottom odds, but like I say, I'm tied to the hip with her. I can't let her go round without me. I think Zanbar's the danger. I reckon John Thompson's got this mare ready to run well. She's had two trials, winning the latest, which is rare for her to win a trial. She ran second in this race last year at her only run at the Randwick 1400. And this run around is really appealing for her. I've thrown in one first seal, and I've thrown in three Danish Twist, who I prefer from inside draws, but maybe that doesn't... She just doesn't relax as well from outside draws. But she's... If I have another go at this race, I'd probably have Flippin' in as the danger, considering looking at the makeup of this race and listening to Paul this morning. I think she's very well fancied here today, Flippin', and she's just been chipped away at all week. She was $11, $9.50, $8.50, $8.7, $6.50 this morning. The writing's on the wall that she's going to lead and give a big kick here. Shillelagh's the other one. Now that it's wet, comes into play. This is a deep, deep race. It's not all about these favourites. 4-2-1-3 for me, but I'll be probably mixing it up a bit when I get on track.
Right, I will listen and hear that later. Six and the eight, the others maybe to include. For Darren Flindell, one first seal to beat 2-4-3. 1-2-4-3 for Darren in race eight. And as is well documented, Glenn, this last race being knocked around, we've just got the four runners.
Yeah, we might have to call on the Byron Thomas recruitment people to find us some more runners in the last year, and the race named after them, because we've only got four left. Merso out this morning, 8 cents to win nothing the place. Cadiro is a $9 chance. Grand Punto at $9.50. Denper out this morning, 14 cents to win nothing the place. Lofty's Menu back at the races. He's had bone chips in the near side fetlock taken out at $3.20. In Costa Natty, out no deduction. Quattronic came out Thursday, 16 cents to win nothing the place. Your Way, odds on $1.60. Machine Gun Jubs came out yesterday, 21 cents a win and nothing the place. And Zara Bay came out this morning, 14 cents a win and nothing the place. Well, of those that are left, Your Way easily the best supported runner here, although someone's just had $112 on Grand Punto at $10, it's into $9.50.
Yeah, I don't know. I can understand that too. The go forward horses, obviously the two that are going to go forward are Cadiro and Your Way, and Lofty's Menu and Grand Punto sit behind them.
Yeah, Your Way is the one to beat, obviously, Ronnie, as Glenn's market suggests. And look, she's a winner this mare, isn't she? Eight starts, six wins. She's won previously on a soft. She's rock hard fit, and she likes Randwick. Look, she ticks all the boxes Your Way for mine, but it's not cut and dried. Five Lofties menu. I know 1,200 metres first up mightn't seem his best trip, but he's lethal fresh, this horse. Three starts, three wins first up previously, and resuming off that long spell, but he's a talented horse. He'll be stalking these leaders, and with the small field, he won't be out of touch, and he'll be finishing home hard. I liked its recent trial at Goulburn. He's a smart horse, Lofty's menu. Two Cadero and three Grand Punto. Seasoned campaigners, very tough, very fit, handle soft track conditions. And they're not out of it either. So it's that sort of race, Ronnie. Four horses, they've all got a chance. You can make a case for each of them. I've got eight your way on top for five, two and three.
It's a nothing race for me. 5-8-3-2. The only reason I'm tipping Lofty's menu, which is dangerous first up after a year on a heavy track, is that I'm on the wrong side of the fence with your way. I've never found her, and she's beat me a few times, so I won't mock the connections here. 5 from 8. Look, he's good odds, Grand Punto. All he's got to do is relax him. He can be a hard-going horse, but he'll grow a leg in the wet. And $10 is appealing in a four-horse field. And Cadero, well, he's had 5 weeks off, but he's always a knockout chance as well. So, look, I don't know. 5-8-3-2, I don't know.
Righto. 5-8-2-3 for Darren Flindell in the last. He's going Lofty's menu for John Bateman down at Goulburn. So they're the tips for the nine races. It's difficult, Ray, with this weather that we've had this morning. Are you game enough to put one on top as a best bet?
Yeah, look, I'm all over Chetwood. He's getting short enough, but he should win race 5, number 3, Chetwood. And I'm keen to back Medieval again in the Tab Highway. Andrew, race 2, number 5, Medieval.
Race 2, number 5, and race 5, number 3. Thanks a lot, Ray. Enjoy it out there.
Certainly will. Thanks so much, Andrew.
Ray Thomas there. What about you, Ron?
Look, it's one of those days where it's raining on the day. I'd rather just refrain at this stage and try and sort something out on track. I would have liked a bit more of a push for Chetwood from John this morning, but if I can make a special, it'd be in Melbourne. I reckon he's going to run a ripper. He's going to be good odds in the Oakley Plate, and it is Hellbent. Race 8.
Sorry, who was it, Ron?
Hellbent in the Oakley Plate.
Hellbent, number 10. Okay. Yep.
$5.50.
Righto, for Darren
what?
Weir and Damien Lane.
$5.50.
$5.50?
Yep. He went up, I'll tell you what he went up as I go back.
$7.50 at least.
He went up $9.
He's into $5.50.
He's nine, yeah, he was $9 Monday, $7.50 Wednesday, $5.50 this morning.
Wow. Yeah. I like right him. Up. I thought he'd be longer than that, though.
All right, so that's Hellbent, race 8, number 10. Ron, we'll hear you and listen to you right through the day. Plenty of attention, obviously, but with the weather having an impact as well. Thanks a lot, mate.
Go Winks. Go Winks.
That's it. Go Winks.
Hashtag
and the
Go Winks.
Emoji, hashtag.
Yeah, hashtag
emoji
Go Winks. Wink. And
emoji,
the emoji.
Yeah,
oh,
Go
don't,
Winks.
Don't overburden me, please.
Thank you very much, Ron.
See ya.
Ron Duffacy there. Brett Devine from the Australian Turf Club is with us. Brett, it's Winks Day, Tab Chipping Norton, and the gates open this morning at 11:30.
Yeah, good morning again, Andrew. Good morning to everybody there and all the punters. And yes, it is TAB, Chipping Norton Stakes Day, of course, highlighted by Winks. And we haven't mentioned this morning, but TAB Rewards members also get free entry today to the races. So just need to be able to show your card there to get through the gates. But the gates open at 11:30 and a bit earlier for members. And look, it's all about Winks, isn't it? You say hashtag go Winks for that emoji. It's already trending all over social media this morning and late last night. And everyone's going to be focused on that great mare. Get into the theatre of the horse, pack around. If the weather may be giving you a bit of a thought about whether to come or not, don't even think. Just get out there and really have this opportunity to see one of the greatest horses we've seen in Sydney in a long time, Winks. And it's a great support program too, Ben. We shouldn't forget the boys have gone through all that this morning. But gates open at 11:30. I'd urge people to get out there and get ready for that big race at 4:30 where you can crowd around the theatre of the horse to see her right up close and, of course, out trackside when she goes out onto the track. And just urging people to go to theatc.com.au for the rest of the Sydney Autumn Carnival coming up from 11 March through to 15 April. A $30 Golden Carnival Pass gets you entry to every meeting of those six just for $30, no more to pay. So wonderful opportunity, as we say today, for Winks, and she might run a couple more times during the autumn in what's going to be a huge autumn.
It will be, for sure. We urge people to get out there and get amongst it. Hashtag, what is it, Winks? Go
hashtag
Winks?
Hashtag Go Winks.
Go Winks, that's it. Hashtag Go Winks, and that emoji will pop up into the system. We need people to get out and enjoy her while she's racing, and we can get up nice and close in the theatre of the horse at Randwick today with Winks jumping at 4:30. Thanks a lot, Brett.
Thanks, Andrew. Good luck to all the punters.
Brett Devine there from the Australian Turf Club. Glenn.
Yes, Andrew.
We've got literally 30 seconds here. What is the market on Winx and the winning streak?
Well, you can bet, you know, $1.10 that, well, she's 14 wins at the moment. 15 or more wins is $1.10. So you take the $1.10, it's like taking $1.10 today. You can have 16 or more all the way up to 23 or more wins in 2017. So
Righto.
You try and work out how many runs she'll have. And talking about Winx's winning streak, Andrew, what about the big
yep.
sports breakfast yesterday? There was a gentleman there had a pink
90
on.
No, I haven't got
on.
Time for it, Glenn. I'm
he's
sorry, but I've got it. Yeah, we've got to leave it. For our TV audience on Sky Thoroughbred Central, that's been Racing HQ. Back with more after the break.
The Sydney Carnival, writing Australian racing history for over 150 years. With time-honoured classics, the Longines Golden Slipper Carnival, Australia's biggest day of Group 1 racing at Rosehill Gardens, and the grand finals of Australian racing, the championships at Royal Randwick. Buy your tickets today. Visit www.theatc.com.au. The Sydney Carnival. The tradition continues.
Monday morning is Greyhound morning on Sky Sports Radio. This Monday, join Mark Duclos as he chats with the key players involved in the Meadows feature meeting. Going Greyhound. Monday morning at 10:30 on Sky Sports Radio.
Lose the beer gut without losing all the beers. G'day, Adam McDougall here.
My husband lost his beer gut and now is happier and healthier than ever thanks to the Man Shake.
Shake off those extra kilos today at themanshake.com.au.
Consult your GP before beginning any diet.
Window shopping takes on a whole new meaning at Wideline.
Take a closer look at Wideline's showstopper of a showroom at Ricebury.
That's where you'll find an extensive range of residential, architectural and commercial aluminium windows and doors.
And you can't look past their timber windows and doors either.
Customer parking and a dedicated kids room make for hassle-free window shopping at Wideline.
Now open at 593 Botany Road, Ricebury.
Only 700 metres from Green Square Station.
Wideline.
Great staff are always the most important element of business. Nova Employment is a free disability employment service that takes the time to find you the right candidate.
Hi, I'm Michelle from Formula Off-Road. We've employed Nicole in our administration team and it's been a real smooth process. Nova Employment found us the right person for the job.
So if your business could benefit from great staff with ability, join the over 15,000 Sydney businesses who have made the switch. Visit novaemployment.com.au.
Your say. Punters Postmortem, Monday morning at 9.
Okay, this is Racing HQ. We're now on Sky Racing 1 and Sky Sports Radio. I want to bring back in Glenn Munsey if I can, just before we start Caulfield with the scratchings. Are you there, Glenn? He's not. Of course he's not. Let's go to the scratchings at Caulfield. Fine day in Melbourne, good three, the rail at three. These are the scratchings. Race 1, number 8. Race 2, number 9. The third is clear. Race 4, number 7. Races 5 and 6 are clear. Race 7, the Blue Diamond, take out 2, 3 and 14. And race 8, number 17, Miss Rock has come out of the Oakley Plate. No scratchings in the last. So that's 7 scratchings at Caulfield. Are you there, Glenn Munsey?
Yes, Andrew. I was just doing some domestic duties here. But
that's
I was going
okay.
to tell you, the big sports breakfast lunch was on yesterday.
Yeah.
You know how they packed Luna Park out. Well, there was a gentleman
yep.
there yesterday. He was forced to wear a pink 90.
A pink 90?
Yeah, a whole of the lunch. And the reason he had to wear the pink 90 was he hasn't backed a winner for his punters club in 2 years.
Right.
And I said, they introduced me to him. And I said, oh, what's your name? And they said, his name's Owen. And I said, nice to meet you, Owen. He said, yes, he's Owen 13. So he hasn't had a collect in 13 bets in 2 years for his punters club. So that was his punishment yesterday, wearing a pink 90 at the big
four. For the whole thing?
The whole luncheon. I said, boys, what about if you go out from here? And I don't think they were contemplating
what was
happening after the luncheon. They were very, very involved in the luncheon at that stage. Yeah.
I reckon he would have been just sneaking off to getting properly
getting
dressed.
Changed, yes.
Dean Lester hopefully will help Owen 13 today. Morning to you, Dean.
Hello, Andrew.
I hope you're travelling better than him.
Yeah, no, I'm going a little bit better than Owen 13.
How's it look, mate? Confident? We've got rain in Sydney, mate. So Melbourne, it's fine there?
It's fine, yep, all good. Looking forward to a tremendous day. Probably the best day at Caulfield outside of Guineas Day for the year.
Yep, multiple group ones as we know. And Mark Hunter, the Blue Diamond, we can't wait for the mixture of the two-year-olds clashing today.
Morning, Andrew. No, it's a good race. You know, it's an intriguing lead-up with Craig Williams having plenty of choices. Hopefully we find the winner.
Well, let's get stuck into it. Glenn Munsey's with us, as we know. Glenn, what about the Mornington Cup prelude, the first at 12:30?
Yes, we've got Pilot Desai here, Andrew, as a $4.40 chance. Excuse me, Assign at 13, Boom Time at $5.50, Goldstream at $5.50, Second Bullet, the $2.80 favourite, Venga Mask at 18, Master Zephyr at 11, and Adirondack is a scratching. Best supported runner here is Goldstream. Although it's a drifter, was 5 into 4.40, opened 5 this morning, and has been pushed back to $5.50. Pilot Desai is second pick dollar-wise. It's been $6.50 into $4.40. And third pick is Boom Time, who's a drifter as well. $4.80 out to 5, now $5.50.
Dean, how do you see the opener on Diamond Day?
I'm going to go with Pillow Desai, Andrew. They've made the announcement that they're going to lead with him, and that's a good news because that's his go. He's had the one run in. He did more than enough, I thought, and I think he's a good chance of beating Second Bullet here, who had everything go right but won well first up. He's going to be very competitive again. Boom Time had a great summer campaign. He just didn't handle the right-handed way at the Gold Coast, but still ran well. And Master Zephyr, who drops a lot in weight off a luckless run at Colac. But I like the Quinella of 1 and 5 here, 1.537.
Yeah, I'm with the Quinella as well. Just the other way around, I'll go 5 Second Bullet. It was a lovely ride and a big win first up. I hope it gets the same sort of run here. 3-back defence, follow through as Pillow Desai kicks, get into the clear, and just the way it won first up, it might be in for a very good preparation. To beat number one, Pillow Desai, certainly going forward and leading will help its chances. It's going to be hard to run down. 4 Goldstream. If Pillow Desai leads, I would imagine Goldstream lobs leaders back. It's just finding its form for the stable. And 3 Boom Time off that run-up north where it didn't handle that track can improve. 5, 1, 4, and 3.
Greg Miles in the first. He goes 1 to beat 3, 5, and 2. 1, 3, 5, and 2 for Greg in race number 1. Race 2 here, the Zetadiv Stakes for the 3-year-old boys. And Glenn Munsey's got the market.
Yeah, Peacock has an $11 chance, Andrew. Benz, that you were tipping up earlier, just because it's named after you, at $5.50. Darren is the $3.40 favourite. Gratwick at 8, into Orbit at 5. Violate 18, Hard Promise 13. Yulong Zong Yong Zing is a $7.50 chance. Armed and Dangerous is out. And Arpiata is a $26 chance. Best supported runner here is Darren. Open 4.20 in a full field. Well, Armed and Dangerous went up $61. So a genuine firm, 4.20 into 3.30 first thing this morning, being pushed back to $3.40 now. Second pick is the Toppy and Peacock. Open 7, got to 13. It's back into 11 this morning. And third pick is Benz. He's been 6 into 5 and pushed back to $5.50.
Yeah, it was interesting talking to John this morning about Peacock. Blinkers going on here, back on the Godolphin Runner today. First time, Peacock. Mark, how do you see race 2, the Zetadiv?
I think it's a tough race, Hoss. I'm going for number 8, Yulong Yongjing, who I thought first campaign on wet ground was just fair. Didn't look to be anything special. It's come back from a spell on dry ground, got the job done first up, and then ran fourth last time. But if you've seen a better thing beaten, then you're a better man than me. It just should have absolutely walked in. I think it can go forward here, hopefully slot in just behind the speed, and looks like it's on an upward spiral for the stable. 5 into Orbit. Was every chance last time. I think it'll get the same sort of run again here and run well. 3 Darren. Look, it might be fitter for that run first up. It should box seat and give itself every chance. And then 4 Gratwick, who won well at the Valley. It's obviously had a little setback since then, being scratched, but it's another chance in an even race. I'll go 8, 5, 3, and 4.
Yeah, I'm going to go here with number 2, Benz, resuming. I thought he raced all right in the spring, especially at the 1,200-metre range, and I thought he trialled up okay. I think he gets a good run here. I thought he was just a little bit of value. Darren's got a chance. Not much changed in that race first up. He ran okay. Certainly, as Mark said, Yulong Yongjing was most unlucky in Adelaide last start, and what he's doing this time in is he's pacing himself a lot better. He just wanted to go too hard in his first campaign too. That was detracting from him a bit. And 5 into Orbit, who'll be up on the pace and looks a competitive chance, but not a lot between them, Andrew. 2, 3, 8, and 5.
2, 3, 8, and 5 for Dean. Greg Miles likes number 3, Darren, to be 2, 5, and 1. 3, 2, 5, and 1 in race 2. Of course... Sorry, Glenn.
Andrew. I was going to say, the gentleman that owns Yulong Yongjing, is this the chap that went to the sales and bought 17 I'm Invincibles?
Yeah, well, he's keen on them.
Yeah. There was, I'm sure...
This was a ready-to-run horse he bought.
Oh, right. But yeah. there was a gentleman went to an English sale. I think he bought about 17 I'm Invincibles.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, they've been going all right, so let's hope there's some joy.
Yeah, I wish I had 17 of them in the backyard, the way they're going.
Yeah. Exactly. We should mention, Dean, too, it's obviously multiple Group 1s, but we're seeing the Hong Kong star there today, Joe Marrera, riding in all of these feature races.
Yeah, always exciting, Andrew. When he's in town, the magic man, and he usually gets a winner or two. I think might be his first day at Caulfield, is it? I'm not sure.
I was going to say the fur. I reckon he's ridden at Flemington a couple of times. But
yeah, he's certainly ridden at Flemington a bit.
Yeah. Yep. All right, let's move to the Autumn Classic here, Glenn. It's race 3.
Yeah, and Trenchant here is a $9 chance. Far Sun, and we heard Gay Waterhouse talking about it this morning, at $2.15 favourite. Cliffhanger, $5.50. Electric Charlie, $31. Bold Presence, $10. Captain Red at $31. Callisto Moon at $81. Domesticated, $17. El Saray, a $35 chance. Parallel World, $41. Miss Strathallan at $8.50. And Bint El Badu is a $19 chance. Best supported runner here is Far Sun for Gay. $2.50 to $2.10, back to $2.15. Second pick, Cliffhanger, who's been $6 to $5.50. Third pick, Bold Presence, as much as $15, bet about it, now $10.
Yeah, they've made the choice, Dean. Runs today, Farson, and then goes to the Alistair Clark. So it, even if it runs well today and wins, it won't back up at this stage next week in the Guineas.
Okay. Well, he's the one to beat here, I think. He's a good, brave horse. He gets up on the pace. The form around him from his last win's quite sound. He's got to run 1,800, but if they're thinking of going to 2,000 after this, you'd think he'll get the job done. I think Trenchant will be the improver. He had no chance first up. I don't think he handled the valley last week. He's back to his own age group. I'm expecting him to improve a lot. This race has got a long tail. I think the best of the maiden winners was 11, Miss Strathallan. She won quite well first up, and maybe 3, Cliffhanger, but he is 6 weeks between runs. Had a couple of trials to keep him fit, but next best. But I think 2 and 1 are the main chances, but not a race I'm that keen on, Andrew. 2, 1, 11 and 3.
I'm going to go for a roughie here, number 12, Bint El Badu, who I thought ran really well first up at Cranbourne and then jumped sharply in distance at Kilmore. Was ridden a lot closer. The race was slowly run. It was just a dash home. It got the job done against a couple of useful maiden horses. I just think here, I'm hoping they make Far Sun work. There's a bit of speed that can go forward. If it's just pressure early, might set it up for the back marker at big odds to run on. To beat number 2, Far Sun, certainly the one to beat. If it goes forward, gets a nice run, it may well be too tough for them again. 3, Cliffhanger, it probably has to chance its arm and roll forward from out wide. If it gets luck early, it can feature. And I thought 5, Bold Presence, was a good maiden win and looks to be an improver. 12 at odds here from 2, 3 and 5.
3 is the fancy here for Greg Miles, Cliffhanger, to be 2, 11 and 1. 3, 2, 11 and 1 for Greg Miles in race number 3. What price is Mark's tip there, the bottom one, Glenn?
Bint El Badu, Andrew, is a $19 chance. And just looking at the flux, it went up $21 into $19 this morning, remains at that price. There's $167 gone on it so far today.
Righto, race 4.
$172.
It'll improve a little bit now. Race 4, the Angus Arm and Asco. It's over the 1,400 for the 3-year-old fillies.
Yeah, well, we add the Zetative. We've got to have the Angus Arm and Asco here, race 4. And the toppy in the fourth race is Jennifer Lynn, and she's a $3.80 chance. Not favourite, because that honour goes to Furyk at $2.60. Ellie Kazooms at 6. Oregon's Day, $8.50. Smart As You Think, $21. Zunbaka at $21. Bella Soros. Astra is a scratching. Savannah Amore at $7.50. Inspired Estelle at $16. Didn't Even Kiss Me at $81. And Intricacy's Reward is a $151 chance. More money for Jennifer Lynn here than for Furyk. Jennifer Lynn as much as $4.50, bet about it. $3.90 this morning into $3.80. And Furyk's remain basically $2.60 all the way through.
Yeah, getting to the 1,400 here for the top couple. Mark, how do you see the Angus Arm and Asco?
Racebook order for me, Hoss. I think if Jennifer Lynn has any luck at all from that gate, I think it'll win. It has got an awkward draw. It ran well first up when it was miles underdone and had no luck last time running fifth. Should have finished a lot closer to Furyk. I think can take more improvement out of that race. The extra trip suits. It has got an awkward gate for Blake Shinn. I'm just hoping he can get in back there, get a bit of a drag into the race, and I think if that happens, I think it'll run over the top of them. Two Furyk can certainly win, has to run the 1400 metres, but no reason it won't. It's flying. Three Alakazoom, a good horse over from Perth, does need some luck from its gate as well, and a place hope to number four, Oregon's Day, who ran okay first up, but has got some ground to make up. One with any luck for me from 2, 3 and 4.
I'm going with 3 Alakazoom. I think she will need a bit of luck from the draw, but she's a very good filly, and I think she can certainly measure up here. From Furyk, who'll get a beautiful run. 1400, she's got to run it, but she's going to get a good run. If Jennifer Lynn, as Mark said, gets the right run, she can certainly win the race. She's ready to really start putting in her best. She was above herself at her first two runs this time in. I think Zumbaka might be the improver. I'd like to see them lead with her. I thought it was a fairly passive ride first up. She can improve. 3, 2, 1 and 6.
Can I just get a thought on Savannah Amore? A lot of Queensland listeners tune in, Dean, to this preview. How do you see the Ma filly here?
Yeah, going to get a good run. And I would just think that she wouldn't be able to turn the tables on Furyk, and I think Jennifer Lynn's got probably more improvement in her than Savannah Amore, but she'll be in a good position. She's got the advantage in that she'll be in a good position.
Understand. Greg Miles goes the same as Mark Hunter here. 1 to be 2, 3 and 4. 1, 2, 3 and 4 in the Angus Armanasco race 4. Then we get into the group 1s. Race 5, this is the Futurity Stakes. Glenn?
Yeah, and we got Blackheart Bart here as the $1.85 favourite. Lucky Hustler 13. Turn Me Loose at 6. Toss and Stardom 13. Fast and Rockin' 51. Palantino 7. Ecuador 13. He's Our Rocky at 18. And Attention is a $31 chance. Well, best supported runner here is Blackheart Bart. He basically set in concrete at $1.80 since Monday, but they've pushed him to $1.85 this morning. Best back to beat him is Turn Me Loose. He was 7, got to 7.50. He's back into 6. And third pick is Palantino, who's been 7.757.
So who leads up here, Dean, in the Futurity? Does Turn Me Loose just jump there automatically again?
And he should, and fair chance that he might lead at a bit harder speed now. He's got added fitness. I think Ecuador, Attention, Blackheart, Bart are the immediates behind him, but I think he should be ready to sort of run along at the speed that we know him at his best.
Well, he's improved off that last run. He showed that sort of turn of foot, didn't he, Turn Me Loose? Who do you fancy? Do you go favourite or something else?
No, I'm with the favourite because he's a winner. He loves Caulfield, and he's actually going to be in a better position than he was last time, I think, than even though it was three wide with cover, it was still three wide. It was a good win, and I think he'll win again. Turn Me Loose will, I think, make it a really good race, and he's the main danger. Palantino's ready to win, but it would be a better scenario, 1600 at Flemington for him than 1400 at Caulfield. He'll be closing late in Toast and Stardom, who completes a pretty good race for Darren Weir. I've got him in for fourth. Look for him to be closing late as well. But I'm with Blackheart Bart, 1, 3, 6 and 4.
I've got the same numbers. I'm just going number 6 each way, Palantino here. He certainly would be much better suited Flemington 1600 metres, but I think he's ready to fire. He hasn't got that much ground to make up from their last meeting. I'm hoping he can almost get the back of Blackheart Bart in the run, track that horse into the race, and I think he'll really finish off well, and I'm happy to have something each way at the $7. Blackheart Bart, number one, the obvious one to beat, just a ripper racehorse. He should improve off that last run as well. 3 Turn Me Loose was a big improvement last time. It's going to be hard to run down. And 4 Toast and Stardom's probably the hard horse to assess. It's only run with centre for Darren Weir at Moonee Valley. It should have nearly won the race. No shock to see it charging home into the money here. 6 each way from 1, 3 and 4.
Boxed up numbers similar to the guys for Greg Miles. He likes Blackheart Bart number 1 to beat 3, 6 and 4. 1, 3, 6 and 4 in the first of the group 1s today, the Futurity Stakes. The group 2, Petey Young. Are these horses getting out to 1800 metres today, Glenn?
Yeah, we're starting with Start at Stratum Star here as a $7 chance. Awesome Rock at 13. The United States 650. Mourinho 61. Our Moon Kit 61. Exospheric 15. Tally 18. Tom Melbourne is a $7 chance. Humidor at 4. Jamaica, just favourite, at $3.80. And Real Love, a $26 chance. Best supported runner here is Jamaica, $4.40 into that $3.80 quote. Second pick is Humidor, as much as 6 bet about him earlier in the week, although he has been $3.70 out to 4 since last night. And third pick is the United States. We bet as much as 7 about him and but still a good betting race. You know, there's money for Stratum Star, Awesome Rock, Tom Melvin, Tally. So a pretty good betting race.
Good betting race, and as I say, a few of these jumping to 1,800 ahead of the Australian Cup. Mark, how do you see the Peter Young race 6?
I think it's a tricky little race, Andrew, mostly for that reason, that they're all certainly all heading for the Australian Cup. So, look, I'll go number 3, the United States. I think he's a fantastic horse. He resumes here. He should be probably 6th inside behind the speed. I can just see him trailing through. He never runs badly. If the brakes come his way, I think he'll be right in the finish. To beat number 9, Humidor, who's got a couple of runs fitness on most of these. It's still got improvement heading into the Australian Cup, but, gee, it's flying for the stable. 1 Stratum Star. Oh, I thought he was at the crossroads there a little while ago. He's completely turned his form around, and he'll get a lovely run. And then 8 Tom Melbourne, who they went back first up. Oh, it wouldn't shock me to see it in front here, and I think it can give you a great sight. 3, 9, 1, and 8.
Yeah, very similar. I'm going to go with the United States also. I just think he's good odds. I think he gets a really good cheap run behind them here, and I think he'll run very well first up to beat 9 Humidor. I think Flemington in 2 weeks, the Australian Cup, will be his peak run. Not to say he can't win here, but he's getting better with every run for the Weir stable. Next best, I'll put in number 10, Jamaica. She'll slot in somewhere here. She's such a good horse at any grade, any distance. She can run well. And Tom Melbourne is a scenario where he could win. If he sneaks away coming to the turn, he could put a bit of a gap on them and be hard to run down. 3, 9, 10, and 8.
Mark, just your thoughts on, I know I fully respect you can't tip them all, but your thoughts on Jamaica just leaving out there?
Just flying, Hoss. She's fantastic first up, headed for the Australian Cup. I think they'll ride her quietly here. She'll run on. She certainly wouldn't shock me if she won. She just might need this one to top her off, but she's a fantastic horse and she'll run well.
All right. Greg Miles likes Jamaica number 10 to beat 1 Stratum Star, 3 the United States and 8 Tom Melbourne. 10, 1, 3 and 8 in the Peter Young. The big group one of the day we get to now. This is the Blue Diamond, Glenn. This market's been up for ages. But take us through the current prices, mate.
Right, we've got Property here at the top at $6.50. Put the pen through the next two. Pariah for the Snowdens is a $5 chance. Wait for No One, $31. Aspect, $41. Sow Sow, $41. Taking Aim, $14. Murrahib, $35. Will's Bid, $51. Catchy, $4.40 in favourite. Formality at $7. Tulip at $6.50. Spoils is out. Ramuz, $14. Blondie, $35. Sheer Madness at $71. Well, clearly the best supported runner here with us, dollars invested, is Catchy in front of Pariah and Property. And Pariah is a firmer this morning, $5.50 into that $5 quote.
Dean, first of all, set it up for us. I know we spoke way back on Wednesday morning on the weekday edition of HQ, but has it changed much? Take us through how you see the first part of the race.
I think that, well, the speed's drawn virtually side by side in Blondie and Wait for No One, and I think Ryan Moore will go with them because Formality's so brilliant out of the gates. I would expect she'll be very prominent, and then probably the next line's the likes of Chow Chow, Property and Tulip, I'd imagine, and Catchy's probably aims for a midfield run 3 wide, I'd imagine.
Okay. You've been a Catchy all the way. How do you see it today?
Not jumping off today, Andrew. I think 1,200 metres is ideal. I actually like the wide draw for her because she's a big, strong filly. She just didn't need to be cluttered up, and she's only raced in small fields, so she hasn't seen the hustle-bustle of a big field before. So being on the outside of them is no problem for mine. I think she can win. I think Pariah might turn the tables on Property. I don't think there'll be a lot between them, but I think they both run very well. Pariah just looked as though that run would really top him off. Property's just improved with every run, and he's a good, tough two-year-old. I think he'll race well, and I'll put Tulip in, who I think she gets a lovely run here, and her run against Limestone certainly ties in with Catchy's next best. 11, 4, 1 and 13.
Yeah, I like the exact in the same order there. Number 11, Catchy. Pardon me, Catchy. I think that hustle and bustle that Dean talks about will really suit the horse. She's been coming off the pace in those small fields and still winning. I think if they go hard here, she'll just peel out and let rip down the middle. I think number 4, Pariah, the danger for sure. Ran well last time at Caulfield. Should be better for that run. I can just see them joining in down the centre and dominating. For third, I threw in number 12, Formality. I thought the 1,100 metre win at Werribee was outstanding. not quite as impressive last time at the 1,000. Maybe the 1,200 will suit it even better. And 15 Removes, who finished the race off quite well last time, might get into a place. 11 from 4, then 12 and 15.
Greg Miles likes the 11 Catchy as well to beat 1, 4 and 3. 11, 1, 4 and 3 for Greg Miles in the Blue Diamond. I respect, Mark, that you've thrown in Ramoose there, which is a big double figure odds. Have you got a roughie to include, Dean, that Quenelo's trifecta's first fours?
Murahib, because I just think he comes through races where you can't get a gauge on how good he is, and the Hazers have already got five in the race. Did they need a sixth for the sake of it? I think he's just a really nice horse, Murahib. So don't know if he can win because he's drawn wide, but he might follow Catchy and Pariah home and run third or fourth.
All right, that's number 9 in the Blue Diamond.
And looking towards the slipper, Andrew, sorry. Yep. Most of these horses in the market, like Pariah, Catchy, Formality, Tulip, are all $26 chances at the moment in the slipper. Murahib not in the slipper, neither's property of all those horses that are in the race.
Well, property was a late entry here, so I guess they wait and see what happens. The last of the three Group 1s, Glenn, love it every year, the Oakley Plate.
Yeah, I wonder if they'll go quickly like Oakley Plate is here. But Flamberge is a $15 chance. Fell Swoop at 7. Extreme Choice, the favourite, at 4. Kaepernick, 12. Scheidel at $8.50. Thermal Current, 26. Fattenar, 35. Wild Rain, 26. The GNC, 101. Hellbent, 550. Miss Promiscuity, 81. Ocean Embers, 23. Ready Sunshine, 151. Shakespearean Lass, 61. I Am a Star at 9. El Divino, 23. Miss Rockers out. Guard of Honour for Chris Lees is a $51 chance. Best supported runner here is Extreme Choice. Was 4 on Monday, 4.20 on Wednesday, 3.90 last night, back to 4 as we speak. Second pick dollar-wise is Fell Swoop, who's actually drifted from 5.50 at the 7. And third pick is Hellbent, if you could have had as much as $9 about it at the start of the week.
Dean, are they going to go like Oakley Platers?
Well, Andrew, there's a swarm of them, and yes, they will, and they've all drawn inside. The inside seven barriers are probably the speed, and maybe add Miss Promiscuity out wider to that. But the speed horses, it's very rare to see, but they've drawn the seven inside gates.
Does that make it an unusual race then, that the seven could just go there and that's it for the first sort of 500-600 metres of the race?
Oh, I think they'll still push each other along at a pretty good speed, Andrew. There's a few of those that don't know much else.
Understand. Mark, how do you see the Oakley Plate?
I think that setup of the race, Andrew, is perfect here for number 10, Hellbent. I just think they'll certainly run along from where Hellbent's drawn. He can slot into that midfield or a touch worse lane, come to the outside, and it should just charge down the centre. It would have been absolutely targeted for this race. You remember it winning here last campaign where it just flew home, and I'm looking for that same run to beat number 15, I Am a Star. She's a beauty, this horse. She'll have to be ridden quietly from the gate. She'll be roaring home down the middle. Three extreme choice has trialled as you would expect it to trial. It's got a chance. And 12 Ocean Embers, who's in great form, another one that'll be charging down the middle late, might get into a place. 10, 15, 3 and 12.
I agree. I think it sets up beautifully for Hellbent. Darren Weir's been very frank about the fact that this is the race he's been targeted at from, like, even 4 or 5 weeks ago when he was first up. He said that this is the main game, and I think he'll peak on the day, and I think he'll be very hard to beat. I think Fell Swoop, he's just a reliable horse in this grade. He'll get a beautiful run behind that speed I mentioned. He and Extreme Choice track into the race together, and he's a good, tough Group 1 horse. He'll run well. 15, I Am a Star. She is a beauty, and she's out wide. I think she'll be swooping home late, and 3 Extreme Choice. 54 kilos, I think, it's not a big weight, but when you look at the older horses right down in the weights, it's still a challenge. 10, 2, 15 and 3.
Greg Miles likes 3 Extreme Choice for Mick Price to beat 5, 1 and 10. 3, 5, 1 and 10 for Greg in the Group 1 Oakley Plate today at Caulfield. The last race, Glenn, the Mannerism at 5:30. And here's Glenn Munsey.
Here, we've got Miss Rose DeLargo at 10. Silence Edition is a $2 or even money favourite. Abby Marie at $9.50. Thames Court, scratch from Randwick to go here at $5.50. Rocket Commander, $31. Lady Selkirk at $35. Press Report, scratch from Randwick to go here at $19. Domino Vitale at $15. Alaskan Rose, $19. Written Era, is a $9 chance. Only one they've shown interest in here is Silent Sedition. Did go up as much as 260. Was 2 last night. Opened 210 this morning. Straight back into 2. Second pick is actually Abby Marie.
Dean, the last, the mannerism.
Yeah, I'm with the favourite, Silent Sedition, Andrew. Obviously liked her at the longer quote earlier in the week, but she's well placed here. She was just a pair too far back first up. Just should blend into the race here and be pretty straightforward for her. I think Ritnera, who was unlucky in the same race as Silent Sedition, has proven now that she's well up to this grade. We had a hunch when she ran in the Balmain that she would be good enough, and she certainly proved that. And she's, I think, the other one I'll be putting in the quaddie. 4 Thames Court and 1 Miss Rose DeLago next best. 2.10.4.1.
Yeah, no arguments here. I think this is the best of the day. Number 2, Silent Sedition, was sensational first up. It was ridden like it needed the run. It got to the outside and just charged home. Should take a nice spot here, fourth or fifth behind the speed. Be fitter for that run and win. Ritnera, certainly the danger. Look, if it had got out there at Caulfield last time, who knows, it might have won. It's got a good hope, a good Quinella chance. 1 Miss Rose DeLago down in grade. And 7 Press Report might run a place. 2 should win for me from 10, 1 and 7.
Greg Miles likes the 2 as well for Andrew Noblett to beat 4, 1 and 10. 2, 4, 1 and 10 in race 9 for Greg. Mark, going through them, what's your best?
The best is the last horse, race 9, number 2, Silent Sedition. And I think if Jennifer Lynn, race 4, number 1, has any luck, it'll be winning.
Righto, so 4, 1, but the best is race 9, number 2. Good luck today, mate.
Thank you.
Mark Hunter there. What about you, Dean?
I agree with Silent Sedition's the best, Andrew, and I think Catchy will win the Blue Diamond. I think might be the Daily Double, 11 into 2 for the Daily Double.
Yep, races 7 and 9. The Daily Double sort of gets thrown away a bit now, doesn't it?
Yeah, we'll cash in on it today.
We will, 11 and 2. So that's 7, 11 and 9, 2. All right, mate, we'll let you get out there. Enjoy it. We'll hear you on Sky Sports Radio right through the day.
Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you, Dean. Dean Lester there. Glenn Munsey, what have you got to wrap up your part of the morning?
Yeah, Jockey's Challenge at Caulfield, Andrew, where Craig Williams, he had the choice of 1,000 in the Blue Diamond. He went with Catchy. He's a $1.60 chance in the Jockey's Challenge. Damien Lane's at 5. Joe Marrera's at $8.50. Mark Zara's at 10. We go to Regan Bayliss at 16. Any other jockey, 19. Blake Shin, 21. And Damien Oliver at 26. Whilst at Randwick, Huey Bowman, the $2.20 favourite over Tim Clark at 3, Brenton Abdullah 5, Tommy Berry and Corey Brown 11, Jason Collett 26, Ty Anglin 41, and any other jockey at 81. Go to tab.com.au for all the special offers, of course, with Group 1 racing today, and plenty of opportunities for people to get involved.
Plenty there. Tab.com.au. We'll hear you as well on Sky Thoroughbred Central right through, as well as Sky Sports Radio today. Thanks a lot, Glenn.
Thanks, Andrew.
Glenn Munsey there from TAB. This is Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing 1, your regular Saturday home, setting up your race day. Back in a moment to look at Brisbane.
Sky Sports Radio gives you the chance to talk carnival racing every Monday morning on Punter's Postmortem. Discuss the weekend's racing highlights with Ron Duffacy and Dean Lester.
So all eyes are on her and the Riesling, and she can stamp herself there because she'll be at the 1200.
Ron and Dean are joined by the TAB's Glenn Munsey with all the updated markets. Call 1353 53 to talk racing with the best.
Punter's Postmortem, Monday mornings at 9 on Sky Sports Radio.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $100,000 quaddy jackpot on TAB Chipping Norton Stakes Day today. And a $200,000 guaranteed first four pool on the Miracle Mile at Tabcorp Park, Menangle tonight. And now you can cash out your quaddy after the first, second or third leg. Collect a payout or ride it out thanks to TAB's quaddy cash out. So place a bet you'll never forget on your TAB app, online at tab.com.au or at your local TAB today. TAB, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
The Sydney Carnival, writing Australian racing history for over 150 years. With time-honoured classics, the Longines Golden Slipper Carnival, Australia's biggest day of Group 1 racing at Rosehill Gardens, and the grand finals of Australian racing, the championships at Royal Randwick. Buy your tickets today. Visit www.theatc.com.au. The Sydney Carnival. The tradition continues.
It's back for its 50th year.
The Ainsworth Game Technology Miracle Mile at Clubman Angle on Saturday night, Feb 25. Don't miss the speed, glamour and excitement of Australasia's richest sprint race. The Lawn Marquee Package offers trackside views, reserved seating, sumptuous buffet, drink package and more for only $110. Dress to impress and enter the Lexus of MacArthur Fashions on the field with $1,500 travel vouchers to be won. The Miracle Mile at Clubman Angle. Book now at clubmanangle.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Our autumn offers will get your heart racing. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Time to look at Doomben in Brisbane. We've got a fine day there. Track is a good four with a penetrometer of 5.46. And the rail goes back into the True. Hasn't been there for a while. True ground today. The first two races are clear. Race three at Doomben, take out 11 and 13. Race four, the scratchings are 8 and 14. Race five, 3, 5 and 9 are scratched. Race six, the scratchings are 3, 4, 11, 13, 16 and 18. Race 7, really been hit here. Take out 4, 5, 8, 10, 14, 16 and then the emergencies 19, 21 and 22. So 19, 21 and 22 are out. And race 8, the scratchings are 7, 13, 14, 15, then the emergencies 17, 19, 20, 21, and 22. And Bernadette Cooper, why are all the scratchings when we're on a good rated track?
Yeah, good question, because we have got a glorious day here today. Some of those races had, not that featureous, but some of those races had big fields and I suppose some bad barriers drawn there, mostly other scratchings. But, yeah, I don't know. It's a glorious day and this track should race in great order.
Righto, well, let's get stuck into them. The first race, John Silkey's two-year-old here. Ruby Redheart's the favourite at $2.30 with Tab over Lady Lark at $2.90. Bernie?
Yeah, he's got two favourites today, Johnny, and they both look pretty hard to beat. Certainly Lady Lark closed off really nicely behind this favourite Ruby Redheart the other day, but there still should be improvements in this favourite, Ruby Redheart. She did, you know, a bit more work, perhaps, up near the front, whereas Lady Lark had a nice cushy run back further. Obviously, they're both set to 13.50, which looks ideal for both of them. So I'm going to go the favourite over the one, Lady Lark. 7, Umberto from the Tony Gollan stable was a beaten favourite at its only start, and I Love Vegas from the Ben Curry stable, 3.174.
3.174 in race one. Race two at Doomben. Quatronic scratch from the last at Randwick to run here for Matt Dunn. It's the $2.25 Tab fixed odds favourite over Lady Jetsetter at $6.50.
Yeah, I've only got him for fourth, actually, Quatronic. Not that I don't like the horse as an individual. Stats from this 1,050 are disastrous for horses drawn where he's drawn. He's drawn the wing, so... so much speed drawn underneath him. I'm going to go each way hard stride here. The two, although was beaten by Straturbo last time they met, I think there's about a 5 kilo turnaround the weight for him here today. And he's just a horse that's just, you know, whacking away, and he's going to knock off one of these races shortly. And I think today's a really nice chance for him because he's in with 54.5 kilos from his soft draw. And, you know, it was really hard for him to make ground last time out behind Upstart Pride, but he did still take ground off those... you know, first and second place getters there. So I'm going his way to beat the three. Pinch River, he's got outstanding first up form. He's 3 from 3, although this would be the hardest race he has kicked off in. Straturbo loves Doomben, big weight to lump here today. And obviously Quatronic brings a class factor, but he's drawn the wing. So I'm 2, 3, 1, 9, 1, 7.
2, 3, 1, and 7 in race number two. Race number three is the Midori Handicap over 2,000 metres. Sentimental Prince is the favourite here, number 10, at $3.40, over Outraged at $4.60.
Yeah, I'm going pretty rough here and picking Maddie Dunn's horse, I think 26's last time I looked. So I'm each way again, Explosive One here, who was pretty explosive winning at Lismore in a weak race. Last time out, but I think she's got a nice sense of timing as far as the journey here today, and she's obviously dropping from 59.5 to 54 kilos here with a nice draw as well. So, you know, she is a 26-1 chance, but she's still, I think, about $6 to play. which I think is nice, and I think she can definitely fill a hole here. So I'm 12 to beat 5 Outrage. He's third week running racing, but he's a gelding, tough gelding that's racing extremely well, and he just enjoyed such a beautiful run throughout the race the other day, completely uninterrupted. She rode him a treat, Rebecca Williams. And look, he probably gets a lovely run again today, doesn't he, from his barrier one. 10, Sentimental Print, just exposed a bit early on a big track at the Sunshine Coast last time out, I think. And then I threw in the 9, which is cashing up from 12, 5, 10, 9.
Yeah, explosive one at the moment. $23 and $5.15 the place there. So 12, 5, 9 and 10 for Bernie in race 3. Race 4, the Sofitel Handicap over the mile. Nickanova's on the back up here, number 5 at $2.40. It's the Tab Fixed Odds favourite over Don't Doubt the Wife at $4.40 and Up the Tempo at $6.
Yeah, I like Up the Tempo. No knock at all on this favourite. He's a great-looking horse. And really looks like the mile will suit him. But I like Up the Tempo here, and she draws barrier one, and whilst the horse like Don't Doubt the Wife who beat her the other day draws 14. So I think that's a massive turnaround or something in her favour anyway, Up the Tempo. So I think, you know, I may have preferred an 1,800-metre race for this girl because she's going to stay all day, but she has to, make do with the mile third up here. But I think she'll be cherry ripe for today and get the cushiest run in there on the fence. So I'm going to put her on top of the 5, which is the favourite, Nickanova there. It was brilliant in a very good race the other day, all over Bozanova and Secret Mail, both horses with great futures, and he was taking ground off them late. So soft draw, Emma Young on board, 54 kilos here today. The top weight, 2 shoes, and I threw in the 7, which is Don't Doubt the Wife, but has a bit of a task on that barrier, I think. 6, 5, 1, 7.
To race 5 at Durban. This is the 1350 open handicap. Siegfried for Jeff Lloyd is just favourite currently with Tab Fixed Odds. Currently $3.10. Cylinder Beach at $3.20. And Jopar number 2 along with Beckham number 4. They're both at $6. Bernie, in this at the moment, race 5.
Yeah, look, I think the market has it right. I've got Siegfried on top over Cylinder Beach and Jopar. So Siegfried is a horse that seems to have returned a much better horse this preparation and was a dominant winner last time out, beating Jopar and My Little Flicker. And he's got such a pull in the weights over Cylinder Beach, first up from his spell, Cylinder Beach. So I think he's got race fitness. I think he's, you know, a small field is going to suit him. We've got 3 scratchings here, so just 7 runners left. And he just might have a little bit more zip in his legs, maybe, over this sort of journey than Cylinder Beach Fresh Up. Cylinder Beach is a very talented horse, and he's won twice first up, and he's won 2 listed races last preparation, being the Burnborough, and also, what else did he win? He won the tax recognition stakes. So, really talented horse. So, look, if he can lump the 60 kilos, he's definitely the best horse in the race. 2 Joper. I threw in the 10, Billy DeBoss, 6, 1, 2, and 10.
To race number 6, this is over the 1,200. Dreams of Plenty, number 15 again for John Zilke and Bobby Alyssa up there riding today. It's at $2.25 and really the firm favourite in this race with Tab. Bold Adventure, the next best, Bernie, number 5 at $4.40.
Yeah, happy to take the $2.25. This horse over 1,200 metres, I think in a class 3, should be too good. Look how close he got to winning Rupert on a couple of occasions. So for whatever reason, didn't really come to hand. I think pulled up lame, actually, at Flemington might have been an issue. But I know he's been in work a long time. I know he's had weeks and weeks at the Water Walker. He's had 3 or 4 trials. He's well and truly primed for 1,200 first up. Not to mention he's probably likely to bounce and lead this race, I think, from barrier one. He gets it soft there as well. So happy to stay with the favourite. I think Arthur Loire is really over the odds at 20 to 1. I've had something each way, Arthur Loire. He's a talented horse. And what I like about him is he's really courageous. He likes to win. He really digs deep to find the line. And if he gets any sort of luck from his draw, he's right in this race. 5 Bold Adventure was brilliant in softer company last time out in the 6 Courts of King. But 15, 1, 5 and 6.
To the second last, race 7, no metro win over the 1,200. And in this race with tab.com.au, Rhyme for Rhythm, number 9, is the firm favourite at $2.80. Tie Zone at $5.50. And also down the bottom, Jet Sonic is at $6.50. But Rhyme for Rhythm, it's the firm favourite at $2.80. Bernie?
Yeah, Yeah, and that is the case with this horse. Pretty much every time he steps out, he's been a beaten favourite a few times. Well, look, he's won three races at Toowoomba, and the way he won first up this preparation, it was just like a trial for this horse. He won by 6.5. He was given maybe a little bit of hands and heels riding at about the 250 metre mark. He absolutely sat up on him, pulled him up the last 50, and he's won by 6.5. So he looks a really good horse in the making, and there's been plenty of support for him on a few occasions as well. So I can't really offer too many excuses for those defeats that he did have last time, other than just looking at him. He's a big Lope de Vega. He may have still been a bit on the immature side, but this is his race here today. I'm 9 to beat 6, Sarati's sister, who just mucks beautifully again here today in the 1200 ideal for her. Going to throw in Tarzan, a query at the journey, and then I threw in the 12, which is Flojo Smith. If she's drawn 20, well, she'll start from about 14 or 15, I think. But yep, she's got such brilliant speed that she'll overcome that. 9, 6, 20, 12.
Yeah, a heap of scratching, so that'll certainly assist. The last race, our time, just after 6 o'clock. She is what she is the current $4 tab fixed odds favourite over number 8, I Am the Sculptor, at $6.
Yeah, I really like Time to Talk here, number 6. I think he's a very talented horse. Not to mention, all three runs this time in have been super. He won twice, first up, second up. And the other day, he was probably a tad close to him in the run. He's a horse that needs to sort of get lost midfield and switch off. It was a little bit close. He's out running fourth or fifth, and he just wanted to the pace did slack off. He just wanted to over race, got his head up, more or less brought himself undone. Not to mention when that pace did slacken, it was absolute give me to the leader, D9L, who won that race. It was impossible for these horses to take any ground off her to run those sorts of sectionals. So I think today, in a bigger field, the speed will be more genuine here. It does look genuine, and he'll get lost, and he'll keep coming with one nice sweep down the outside. So Time to Talk to beat the 8. Which is I'm a Sculptor. A little bit tougher today than what he met last time out, that's for sure. The 9, she is what she is. The favourite, and then I threw in the 11. That being Motion Granted. So 6, 8, 9 and 11 for me.
Righto, 6, 8, 9 and 11. $7.50 currently there for Time to Talk with Tab Fixed Odds. What's the best, Bernie?
Yeah, look, Dreams are Plenty. I think he's $2.25 at the moment, but on barrier one, he looks the one. And also, Lindsay Hatcher's horse, Rhyme or Rhythm, race 7, number 9.
And Glenn Munsey just letting us know that Explosive won in the third at $23, has had $257 the win and $255 the place since you tipped it. So there you go.
I wish them luck.
You've got the followers there, so let's hope Explosive One for Matty Dunn runs really well. All right, mate, good luck. We'll hear you and see you through the day.
Thanks, Ben. Bye.
Bernadette Cooper there with the latest for Doomben. Let's go and move to Newcastle. We race on the Beaumont track today. The track is a good 4, and just checking the rail position, it's at 5 metres today. So good 4 and rail at 5. The scratchings, the first 2 races are clear. Race 3, take out 2 and 3. Race 4, the scratchings are 9 and 10. Race 5 at Newcastle, scratchings 5 and 11. Race 6, take out 6, 7 and 11. Race 7, 6, 9, 13 and 14. And race 8, take out 2, 5, 10 and 12. And good morning to you, Gary Harley. How's things, mate?
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Very good, mate. Few clouds around, but to my knowledge, they've had no rain at Newcastle, and we're on a good 4 and nice program. I think Gay's got a couple of good things in there today, Gay and Adrian, and I think we'll get the money, mate.
Righto, well, let's have a look at them, Gary. The first race, number 3, Wu Gok is the favourite here at $1.75.
Yeah, very short, the Walla horse. For the value, I went for Benny Smith's horse, Sahara Strike, bet on a higher course within her time at the moment, and this horse is honest as the day's long. He's had 3 runs this prep. He's been placed in all 3. And on the Beaumont track here the other day, he runs second behind Destination Tucson. Destination Tucson had a problem getting past him in the straight, but she did come away at the finish. But that run was good enough to be hard to beat here. So I'm going with it. Wu Gok runs second at Hawkesbury the other day. I'll be on Spooky Wookie Chase, but the winner beat it pretty easy. Spooky Wookie, and its form's, you know, fair enough, but it is very short. 1 to beat 3, 2 and 7 the others.
1, 3, 2, and 7 in the first for Gary. Race 2 at Newcastle of Kajenkov. Number 1 is the fixed odds favourite at 2.40 ahead of 3 Cash Trapped at 4.20. Gary?
Yeah, certainly looks the winner, Andrew. The top 8 for Jason Coyle. He's going really good, this horse. He's had 2 runs this prep. He was just beaten at Goulburn by the grandson first up this time in. And then he come to Wyong on the 12th of February. And Caesar's Ghost beat him, Bayo Zhengrod second. That was a very strong race. And he was beaten just over a length that day. Third run back, I know he's got plenty of weight, Mitchell Bell to ride him, but he should be too good for these. Number 1, Kravchenko. I got the nod of approval from Jason at Wyong on Thursday that he thinks he'll win. Number 4, Hawaiian Rose. She's got a lot of speed, this mare. She's first up today. She's trialled all right. She could lead him and run into a place. 5-1 more Tequila. It's a definite place chance in the small field. And number 3, Cash Strap. 1, 4, 5, 3. Andrew, Nick Haywood's not riding.
No.
And there's a lot of replacements, mainly Blake McDougall.
Yeah.
My mail yesterday is that Nick may be taking a break. So I haven't confirmed that. But he may be just taking a short break. So we'll see what happens there with the young fella.
Righto. His mount was scratched out of this race we're about to look at.
Yeah.
Shaheen. The favourite is
Cash Strapped in race 2. Bullock will ride it.
Yep. I'll go through them all, Gary. I'll do it at the end, and that'll bring everyone up to date. So in this third race, Hutcho number 6, the fixed odds favourite at 3.10. Gary?
I like Mandalize. Gerald Ryan's had him gelded since he went to the paddock. He's trialled terrific this time in. He won a trial well at Rosehill the other day. Beat Siren's Fury, who won at Wyong on Thursday. Prior to that, he was just beaten in a trial by Think Like a Bird, who goes good, one of the Hawks team. His form was good enough last time in. One day at Hawkesbury, he ran third behind Generalissimo. I think he's got a terrific chance. I thought he may have been favourite, but he's not. Hutcho's the favourite, number 6. Look, if you backed Hutcho the other day, he had no luck at all. He got me 2 lengths here on the Beaumont track, but he never saw daylight at any stage of the race. Never got out, so he couldn't really accelerate in the home straight. Prior to that, he ran a good second at Wyong. Number 1, Smooth Tycoon, went good on debut, a definite chance. Not a lot between the 3 of them here, and best of the others, number 5, Green Master.
7, 6, 1, and 5 for Gary in race 3. Race 4, a fillies and mares on the Beaumont track. Serene Miss Gary, number 2 for Aaron Bullock, is the $3 fixed odds favourite with Tab.
Yeah, I think she'll win. She's trial really good. Chris Lees has got her. She's a Northern Meteor filly having a first start. She won a trial very easily here at Newcastle on a heavy track at the end of January, and she should have won the trial at Gosford. Gaze Quest won the trial when she only got beat about a length there. Bit of a tricky draw, but I think she'll be very hard to beat. Gay gave you a bit of a push for Kenzie this morning,
I
can see why. Run 5th on the boo at Gosford on May 12th, and did make ground when it got out, and Parley Vu won the race, and he'd have no trouble winning this race. He'd win it very easily. So it's got to be respected, number 5, Kenzie. The duck going to ride it, Paul King. Number 3, Star Bright, one of Johnny Cornish's from up the road here at Torryburn and the Hunter. Craig Carmody Trains, won a trial at Randwick recently, having a first start. I'd be wary of it. And 4, Written in Vain, another first starter, trained by Yawn Baker, won a trial well at Rosehill. A lot of first starters here, mate. Interesting to see the betting moves and how they look in the yard. 2, 5, 3, and 4.
Righto, to race 5 here, and this is another of the Waterhouse Bot Horses, number 7, Dortmund. It's $1.75 with Tab fixed odds, Gary.
Looks an absolute certainty, Andrew. The rail out 5 metres, it'll suit front runners today, and he loves to lead. Look, he's had 3 runs back in December, a week before Christmas. He got beat half a length at Canterbury by Tard, set outside the leader. Went to the Gold Coast for the Magic Millions Maiden, the first race of the day. Ajani run him down, beat him 3/4 when he led. He led 3 wide to the 800, by the way. And then on the Bowman track here the other day, a smart horse of Godolphin's, Gretchenfels, run him down and beat him half a length. He's a short price, but he looks a real standout. 7 on top. I've stood him out in the quaddy. Won't say too much about the others. 6, 9, and 8 behind number 7.
7, 6, 9, and 8 in race number 5, first leg of the quaddy. Race 6, a fillies and mares maiden. Baser number 5 for Chad Lever at 3.20, just ahead of Diamond Meteor at $4.
Must have been well backed, Andrew Baser, because when I tipped it, I noticed it was about $5.50 last night. She's only had the one run, gee. She caught the eye with a bop of a run here first up on the Beaumont track on Feb 4. Chris Waller trains her. Chad Lever, all right. The Irishman rode her that day, young Roach. And she got a mile back on the rail, got held up at the top of the straight. And when she got to the outside, she hit the line good behind Double Ducks, one of Gay's and Adrian's. I got her on top, Baser. Had to beat number two, Fiery Eminence. Going good, three good placings in a row. Hit the line really hard over 1,100 the other day at Wyong. Suited by the 13. Diamond Meteor for Gay. Got very good form for a race like this. Just beaten one day at Warwick Farm. And Gay's other horse, which he told you that she might run in one of the Oaks, either in Brisbane or Adelaide, Almalita. First up, trial and good. May find it a bit short, Andrew, but I certainly wouldn't sell it short. 5-2-1-4.
To race 7, this was another one, Miss Ali May. She told us this morning, great cruising speed. It's 250 with Tab fixed odds over Pacific Rain at 550.
Absolute better the day for me. Forget the 13, Ali. She might come in a couple, but I'm not worried about that. She is a faster beginner than any greyhound I've seen, Andrew. She just flies out. And the other day at Wyong, she hit the ground a length or a length and a half in front. Blitzed him to win by 2.5. When she won on the Beaumont track, same thing. She's had three starts for two wins and a close third. The Frenchman's rider, Johan Victoire, Hieronymus rode her the other day, but of course he's in Melbourne today. And she'll fly out from that outside alley. And with a rail at 5 metres, if she crosses and leads on the fence like I think she will, I can't see him running her down. Two at a time, going well again for Kim Waugh. It'll run a race. Three, Buon Natal. First up, may need a run, but goes good on the track. And number four, Pacific Rain, trial all right. 8-2-3-4.
Okay, and the last here, Calabasas with Tab fixed odds is the favourite, number one, at $2.30. Argentina, $4.20. And Villagence, one there for Godolphin, third pick Gary at $5.50.
She's a very handy horse, Calabasas. Andrew, he ran fifth in the Black Opal last year, nearly 12 months ago. Defcon won the race, and Prized Icon run third. He's only beaten 3.5. He ran 3 seconds in a row last prep, August, September, Gosford, Wyong and Beaumont. And the furthest he was beat in any of them was half a length. He should have won one of them when he protested on the Beaumont track when he ran second behind a smart horse in Akator. He's had two real good trial wins lately. Spoke to Kim on Thursday morning. He's getting ready for a tilt at the provincial championships, maybe Hawkesbury or the one at Newcastle or Gosford, and she desperately wants him to win today, and she said he's dead set ready to win. He'll just get back off the pace, but he's very strong. One Calabasas, two off for Blake McDougall to beat six Vigilance. Geez, that was a good win at Wyong. He got back the Godolphin horse, and he motored to the line. He's definitely the main threat. Number eight, had him for third. Molly Fide going good for Gerald Ryan, showing good speed, racing well. And number three, Argentina. Mitchell Bell replaces young Hayward. 1, 6, 8, and 3. Best bet, Miss Ellie May. You're going to have to take about 2.40. Race 7, number 8. But I'm happy to do that today, Andrew.
Righto, race 7, number 8. Just hang on one sec, Gary. Those jockey changes that we needed with no Nick Hayward. Race 1, number 5 is Blake McDougall. Race 2, number 3, is Aaron Bullock. Race 4, number 1, Blake McDougall. Race 5, number 10, is Blake McDougall. And in the last, race 8, number 3, is Mitch Bell. So they're those jockey replacements, most of them for Nick Hayward. Looked a real good day yesterday at Quirindi, Gary.
Oh, mate, terrific day. They had a good crowd. I think the crowd was much stronger than it was last year. Paul Perry won 4 races, including the Cup with Secret Web, and Rachel King rode 3 winners. The track played good. No, it was a terrific day up there. The Lightning Stakes, it was a crackerjack country field. Luckily, we found the winner, Sergeant Oaks. Got the $5, Andrew, paid about $3.50. You interviewed Rod Northam too, yes?
Yeah,
No, you gave a big push for it.
And Rachel King as well, so we were happy with yesterday's lot when we get them on and they can ride a few. Rachel's riding so well now out of Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott Stable.
Going enormous. She's progressed. Gay's her sponsor, and Gay decides where she can ride. and she's progressed into Sydney on the Friday nights and the Wednesdays and riding winners. She still hasn't been granted permission, I don't think, from Gay to ride on Saturdays, but that'll come soon. Very popular young lady and a terrific rider.
Good on you, Gary. Enjoy the day at Newcastle. We'll hear you on Sky Sports Radio right through the day.
Andrew, if you don't enjoy a day watching Winks and that program at Caulfield today, you're not a racing person.
No, exactly. We'll be lapping it up. Thanks a lot, Gary.
Good on you, mate.
Gary Harley there, Newcastle today on the Beaumont, repeating on March 17. That's the first time that we'll be running on the brand new course proper. Can't wait for it. Don't forget, hashtag GoWinks. The emoji will pop up if you're working through Twitter. We've got all the races to come right through the day on Sky Racing 1. The previews also on Sky Thoroughbred Central. And on Sky Sports Radio, after this break coming up, we'll be previewing with Paul Joyce the Randwick information today as well with the latest on the track. Stick around. Stay with us. Your racing leader, Sky.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic.